about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What do you think?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Why the preacher said to the bellhop, I'm more popular than you are. And the bellhop says, no, I'm more popular than you are. I ring the bell, everybody's coming here. But you are saying blah, 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 blah.
Wait, show's cranking already.
I have an idea. Chicken burger.
Hey, Ma! We get some meatloaf!
Man, that song is on fire. And now, here's Joan Jett of the Blackhearts, Crimson and Clover. This is for Betty B, and it's from her secret admirer.
And now,
Kevin, you're the only one who can hear me, Kevin. No one else knows I'm talking to you, Kevin.
Huh?
You, Kevin, hold the key. I need you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Our feature presentation.
Did you guys hear that?
Who are you talking to?
Just myself.
Okay.
It's weird.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday. It's the 14th of April.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right?
Okay.
That happened.
Wow, I didn't hear that. But so are we going to bring that back or no?
How? But wait, what?
With the deadness.
Are we going to bring that back?
And not being alive.
If he could bring that back, boom, president.
President, right?
No question.
Again.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
All right, here's my second favorite part.
How about that whole deal?
What about all that, huh?
It's like Bob Hope is alive again.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
Nope. What about that whole deal? What about that? You guys, what do you think of that thing?
Now, is it possible that he's referring to the statue that they took down?
Sure.
After all the sex scandals. And he's not talking about bringing Mr. Paterno back from the dead?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I think Allie's right. How about that whole deal? It's all possible.
Wow.
But how about that whole deal? You have to at least realize maybe you're referencing more than the statue.
Yeah.
If you aren't, you have to at least realize there's a lot more there.
How about that Joe Paterno?
Yeah.
It's not a question. It's just, it's not, that's, I mean, look, I know Mr. Trump is famous for not writing out his speeches and just going off the top of his head, but sometimes it shows.
And we do love Penn State. Do we love Penn State? I mean, in all fairness?
In all fairness.
In all fairness, I am here.
Right.
He's not, though, by the way. He's in Pittsburgh, which is like 150 miles
away.
Even
better.
So then he realizes that.
We love Penn State, but we love Pittsburgh,
okay.
Right?
All right, now I think we got it. So we do love Penn State.
Like, how about those Flyers, huh? Love them.
Oh, wait, huh?
Why are you booing?
That's awesome.
He's magic.
I'm telling you guys, he's trying to get the hell out of this race. I don't know why he doesn't just drop out, but every day it's something new.
And why won't America let him?
Look, I know we have a lot of other things to talk about today. I would have come on the air at midnight if I could have, just to play that tape.
That's pretty strong.
I tossed and turned all night long wanting to get that Donald Trump tape on the air because I love it so much. How about that Joe Paterno thing?
Oh, can you say thing? How about that Joe Paterno thing?
He knows he's dead, right?
Look, I don't know. I would imagine so, but it's very possible he doesn't.
It's... Wow.
Right?
I can't... Wow.
Right?
That about says it.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have time for some good news real quick, or do we have to move on?
Sure, now we have time.
A couple of days ago, I was telling y'all about how the new currency in this country is to only express yourself via notes you leave for waitresses. Remember,
right.
We talked about the diabetes, here I come, Starbucks cup, and we talked about you don't get a tip because of pink hair, and then we talked about a couple days ago the person who accidentally stiffed her server and sent a very nice letter with an extra $15. I mean, apparently we now are required to become pen pals with anyone who gets us a cup of coffee. I don't know why that is. But there's another story in the news from yesterday that I think, if you believe it is true, will make you very happy. It was posted on a website called Love What Matters. It's a Facebook page called Love What Matters. And here's the story. Today I met an angel. You came into the Denny's I work at in Utah, and you asked me, can I have a waitress who is a single mother? I thought it was very odd, but I sat you in Crystal's section. You sat there for 2 hours just watching people. Seven families came in and ate while you were there, and you paid every one of their bills. Over $1,000 you paid for people you didn't even know. How does seven families come anywhere near $1,000 at Denny's, by the way? I'm very confused about the math.
That is odd math, though, because in Denny's, it seems like you can feed your whole family for $2.
Right. It's not the palm here, you guys. You pay for people you didn't even know. I asked, why did you do that? And you simply said, family is everything. I've lost all mine. Looking into your eyes while you said that made me tear up. As soon as I got in the back, I broke down in tears because your eyes had so much pain in them. I just wanted to let you know that the waitress Crystal that you requested was living in a shelter with her son until she was able to save up enough to get a place. The bill was for you was $21.34, and you left her a $1,500 tip.
Wow.
Wow.
Because of you, she gets her new place next week. Because of you, seven families ate for free. Crystal told me she prayed the night before for a miracle, and God sent you. You left before any of us could say thank you. I hope you read this because you're truly an amazing person, and you stole the hearts of every one of us here. Thank you.
That's what a dick, though, right? Because now if I go into Denny's and I don't tip $1,500, I'm somehow bad?
Yeah. She's Crystal, name tag right here. I am Crystal.
I mean, come on, ruining it for everybody.
So except for my confusion, I hate him too, except for my confusion over how the seven families added up to $1,000, unless they got 800 milkshakes to go, it's a pretty sweet story. And by the way, this guy is, he's all tatted up all the way up his arm, all of his arms, all of his neck. He's got a big silver chain around his neck. He's got a hat pulled down over his eyes. I mean, he looks like
DMX.
It might have been. He's the type of person that some people would go, oh, that guy looks like trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But clearly, he's coming from a great place, and I don't know what his backstory is in terms of losing his family, but he is certainly paying it forward.
Obviously.
He actually might have killed him.
That's why he feels so guilty.
What about this guy's family? We're going to bring them back? So anyway, how about that for a warm fuzzy today, you guys?
Please.
Play the Donald Trump thing again.
Do it.
Really?
So good.
So good.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right? How about that whole deal? And we do love Penn State. Do we love Penn State? I mean, in all fairness?
In all fairness. But what city are we in?
We love Penn State, but we love Pittsburgh, right?
Because I'm in Pittsburgh, so we love Pittsburgh.
See, even more so, knowing he's in Pittsburgh, he definitely wasn't talking about the statue, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. He couldn't have been talking about the statue. He had to think Joe Paterno is still alive.
But then why would he say, how about that deal? I mean, what's he talking about then? Or we're going to bring that back.
Deal, all the molestation.
What's he bringing back, though, if he thinks Paterno's alive?
Who
how about
knows?
All those cover-ups? Huh?
Who knows?
America?
He's so confusing.
That's so good. I want to vote for him more than ever.
Kevin,
yes, right?
Yes. It scares me because that might happen.
It's not going to happen.
You swear?
It isn't. I've been telling you this from the beginning. It's not going to happen.
I believe it less and less every day.
Well, that's on you. I can't tell you more than the truth. That's all I got. Science.
Let's
talk about today's Kevin and Beecher, shall we?
How about that whole deal?
Right? How about that whole deal? Alana Glazer will be in studio with us today.
Oh, I love her so much.
I do, too. If you're not watching Broad City, you're a bad person. You should be. We're also going to talk about her time-traveling bong. We're going to have Jim Rome on the program today, talking about the two ends of the spectrum in sports with Kobe leaving and the Warriors setting an unbelievable record. Last night, we have Ryan Getzlaff talking about the Ducks being in the playoffs.
Woo! Shut up, shit.
Is that it? We have Clippers playoff tickets. We have a brand new internet roundup. We're going to talk to Dr. Drew, and we've got your tickets for Coachella.
Jeez.
That's a lot. It's probably too much.
Yeah, let's scale
it back.
We're
going to pare back on some of that.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:55.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
I may play that every time a song ends.
I'd be perfectly fine with that.
May not be able to resist. Hey, is Kobe Bryant in the news? Was there something going on with him yesterday? Is he still playing basketball?
I don't think so.
Didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Not a word.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that. We may have some tape you'll enjoy hearing from the Mamba's Last Night as a Laker coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie's in for Rob one more time with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
One more time? Is this it?
Well, I don't think this is it.
No, I meant here we go again with Allie and Pharrell one more time.
Okay, got it. First, can we just discuss Kobe for a second?
Yeah.
I don't like basketball. I don't care.
Okay.
I couldn't stop watching that game.
Okay.
Who's with me?
Me?
I could stop watching it. I went to bed at some point during the game, so I was able to stop.
Bean has a very, very solid 8 p.m. bedtime.
Yeah.
I do have a tough schedule.
Yeah. Don't try and mess with that.
But how many points did he score by the time you went to bed?
Well, I think he had about 30, maybe. Okay. I mean, it was already a huge night and beyond anyone's expectations at that point. And then to wake up this morning and find out he doubled it was cray-cray.
Nope.
I don't think anyone said that in a long time.
Nope, nor should you.
I just... An opportunity to see George Lopez at Arsenio Hall back on my TV made the whole thing worth
really?
It.
Really?
Say Craig Craig again. I like that.
Nope.
Come on.
And do we have no other sports fans in L.A. that every time we need to zoom in on George Lopez at a game? We get
yeah,
it.
I don't,
you like sports.
I don't.
But you had Jay-Z and you
sure.
had a bunch of other people
sure.
in that particular game. I mean, Jack was actually back. You know, he's missed... Most of this season, it seems like he hasn't been at the games, but there he was last night.
I did enjoy that ESPN interviewed him, and they just supered him Jack.
Yeah.
No last name, just yeah. Jack.
And then the game started while she was right alongside the court, mm-hmm. and she just kept right on going.
Yeah, she had her moment. He doesn't talk.
He does.
So it
he
was
doesn't.
Nice that he granted that interview. Good stuff. Something that's not good, being a star and having crazy people that want to cast spells on you and make your penis not work.
Is that a...
Ugh, I hate it
yeah,
when that happens.
I know.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing, apparently, with this woman. And the poor man whose penis was reportedly not going to work because of black magic, John Cusack.
What?
Why would you do that to John?
Penis.
Exactly.
Right?
He has filed documents requesting a restraining order against a woman who he says showed up at his house uninvited 3 months in a row. John was never home at the time. And he believes she's been monitoring his travel through social media and fears that she's going to be waiting at home one time for him.
That's ugly.
Big,
yeah.
thick.
Well, she's also reached out to his family, sending creepy emails to his sister-in-law. And in a really weird email, she threatened to perform a black candle spell on him, which would make him impotent for life.
Speaking of meat...
So that's not good.
No.
So a judge has granted the restraining order, and she has to stay 100 yards away, have no contact with him, as well as no contact with his brother and sister-in-law. But that's not...
But the spell? What about that? Can she still do that? It's bogus.
It's not in here.
Oh, see? That's important.
Wow. That is important.
I want to know
his penis.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't? I'm going to look into that and find out, because that's something that we should get
it's
to the
It's important to
of.
Know.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about something other than penises?
All right, sure. How about some birthdays? All these stars were born on today, April the 14th. Actor Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett.
56. 56, really? I don't believe it. So
you think
young
he's older
and
or younger?
Spry. I think he's younger.
He looks good.
His balls aren't, but... That's his book that he
oh,
wrote, if anybody...
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope people don't...
Actor... Anthony Michael Hall is 48. Actor Adrian Brody, 43. UFC fighter Anderson Silva. It says here, in parentheses, Kevin's favorite fighter. I don't believe
Not
that.
A big fan.
Nope, he doesn't mm-hmm. like him. Right. He's 41. Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar is 39. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman. Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
Forget about me. How did you not stay up till the end of the game, Kevin? You're a lifelong Lakers fan.
I stayed up through most of it, yeah. But then mm-hmm. I didn't.
Unreal.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
A lot this week.
Oh, okay.
They did a great job with the broadcast last night. Unfortunately, I mean, I guess everybody who has ESPN has ESPN too, but it was bumped to the dose because the Golden State Warriors going for history was on the ESPN main channel. But hopefully everybody got a chance to see it. Staples Center did a great job. I mean, it was really well produced as a TV show. All of those video tributes.
That was cool.
Shaq was there in person, but he also was on the video tribute. Carmelo Anthony, Pau Gasol, Steph Curry, Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, all these guys, a lot of players past and present, a lot of celebrities had video greetings. I mean, they really did a nice job. I don't know how Kobe held it together with that much attention on him and
trying to play a game where he had cameras following him around in his face everywhere but inside the paint.
Yeah.
Like every second he was sitting on the bench wiping sweat off his face, he had a camera 4 inches away. I mean, it must have been.
I'm surprised they didn't just put a GoPro on his head.
Right.
Yes, me too.
See what he's seeing.
But it was as storybook an ending as you will ever see in professional sports. I mean, the fact that you get a chance to say goodbye like that and say goodbye in that fashion. They did pull him with 4 seconds left, so he's a quitter. But here's how the game ended last night. As the Lakers came from behind to win only their 17th game of the season against Utah last night.
As you look around the building, there are plenty of cheers, also some tears. And folks are misty-eyed, emotional. At this moment, Lyles misses. And the Lakers close out Kobe Bryant's career with a win. And one of the great farewell performances in any sport, at any time, authored by one of the NBA's all-time greats, Kobe Bryant, 60 points. 23 in the fourth quarter of his farewell game.
Oh, yeah. 60 points, you guys. No one has scored that all season long, and he scored. He scored it because they threw him the ball every time the Lakers had the ball. They gave the ball.
He did take 50 shots. There was
right,
that.
Right, he did. Yeah. But that's still an unbelievable accomplishment. And the way, I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything better for, didn't he tie the game with like 10 seconds left or something like that with his free throws? I mean, it went right down to the end and he was the difference maker. It was an astonishing
way to go.
Looking
forward to the playoffs.
Sure are, man. Now that they're on a roll, right?
Yeah.
Woo! Who do we play first?
So the game is over, and you know, he's getting hugs and cheers all around, and then he comes out center court and takes the mic, and here's a heavily condensed version of the remarks that he had for the crowd. If you want to hear Kobe saying goodbye at Staples Center,
man, guys, you know, it's I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. You know, I grew up a diehard. I mean, a diehard Laker fan. Diehard. I mean, I knew everything about every player that's ever played here. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this. This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart, and I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys, and I love you guys, and what can I say? Mamba out.
The mic has been dropped.
And he literally dropped the mic at the end of Mamba out.
Well, he placed it on the ground.
How do we?
It wasn't as much a drop as
right.
It was a
when
place.
He said that, I was like, "Really, dude? He actually placed it so gently. It was lovely.
It was tender.
It was tender.
It's actually tender.
He didn't want them to take the cost of that equipment out of his last paycheck.
It's true.
You don't get your security deposit back and start busting the place up on your way out. I'm not generally a big fan of people. Bean doesn't like it when people refer to themselves in the third person.
Bean doesn't like that, does he?
Bean doesn't like that. But that was a great out. I mean, I don't know if he came up with that at the moment or if he thought about that all week, but that was a pretty cool way to end, right?
I would guess he thought about it all week.
You think so?
Yeah.
So with knowing that last night was going to be Kobe's last game, a lot of people have been posting a lot of things on online about their favorite memories or games that they went to. You've seen a million pictures of people with Kobe. And, Allie, you posted something yesterday that I had completely forgotten about from 6 years ago, something that we enjoyed so much when we played it back then, but I didn't remember that it existed. You want to set this up?
Oh, yeah. This is a guy who is Kobe's biggest fan. It's supposedly, I believe KCAL down in front of the Staples Center,
right.
Just doing
mm-hmm.
man-on-the-street interviews, and they start interviewing a guy that, he's a bit of an oversharer about his life.
KCAL 9 outside the Staples Center live for the first round of the playoffs. How you guys feel? Are you proud of your Lakers?
Yeah!
Yeah,
Kobe Bryant. Love you, Kobe. The Black Mamba. Hey, Kobe, text me something, man. I'll text you back something witty. Yeah, let's develop some inside jokes. I want to know you, man. Want to make you smile. Want to be your sunshine.
Yeah, hey, Kobe, I want to buy you a drink, Kobe.
Yeah, or let's take a day trip to Santa Barbara, me and you. Let's hit up some charming shops. Let's buy some antiques.
Okay, so do you guys have anything you want to say to your Lakers?
It's a repeat. Yeah, repeat. Oh, hey, Kobe, yo, seriously, man, call me, dude. I just want to, like, have a back and forth, get inside the head of a champion, you know what I'm saying? Have a dialogue, like, give you some meaningful compliments. Maybe I'll just have some statements that are, like, occasionally surprise you and challenge you to, like, think outside the box, because that's how we learn, that's how we grow, right? We never stop learning.
What's your Reds deal here, Ellie? This was not on Channel 9.
First of all, I love him.
He's I love so him, good. Too. Yeah. It was not on TV, though, right?
It was not. It was a viral video. His name is Jeremy Rowley. He's a Groundling member, and he's phenomenal. So everyone phenomenal. In that video is a member of the Groundlings.
No one has ever said
anything. You learn through sharing. I'll share something right now. I don't trust people. I got trust issues. Difficult to change, they say, but you know, maybe with some time, your help, maybe you could be there when I finally learn to trust people again. Wouldn't that be something special? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
And I'm watching this yesterday, and I'm having, like I said, we played this back at the time, and I don't remember if we thought it was real or not. Because
oh, I'm sure we thought it was real.
It looks perfect.
Oh, it's
got
so
all
good.
The right graphics and everything like that. And I'm thinking, why is this? Why is this reporter letting this guy go out?
Are you kidding? If that guy's standing in front of me, I listen to him all day.
Yeah.
But you've got to be worried he's getting into some dangerous territory when he's talking about spending this kind of quality, intimate time
right.
with Kobe.
That's my hope. Then I start prying into that. Tell us about your intimate time.
But I just know if it's real, this reporter is going, man, this could really go bad, and I do not want to have to explain this when I get back to the station. All right. Your friend Jeremy is not quite done.
I mean, he's invincible. Doesn't matter if it's
Kobe.
A broken...
Hey, man. I got you an orchid, baby. You're in Diamond Bar. You want to stop by? Stop by, man. You're upset. You need somebody to confide in. I'll be there for you. You know, it's like, I'll do that. I won't do that thing where people, like, try to fix everything. And, like, I got all the answers. Maybe I just hold you. You know, maybe we just hold each other. And then, you know, be okay with the silence and, like, not feel like somebody has to say something. Just, like, listen to what our bodies tell us to do in that moment and just do what our bodies tell us to do. Whatever you need, because you do whatever we need out there on the court. So, like, I'm here to do whatever you need. I'm ready to give you all of me.
I love him so much. Now, is he retired, too, or is he still working somewhere?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
He's an actor. He's in a ton of stuff. You'd recognize him in other things, for
well,
sure.
I'm only disappointed that he wasn't part of the video montages last night at
so
Staples Center. But congratulations to Kobe Bryant on a Hall of Fame career. It was a great night last night. A lot of fun.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
I hope so.
How about that whole deal?
Huh?
I can't.
Dave, you're going to vote for Donald Trump, right?
No way, dude. I like it here.
Good point.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You'd have to
although,
leave. Right?
Although you're not Mexican enough, probably. So
I could probably get away with it, but, you know, there's people I like here.
Okay.
I wonder if you'd have – I wonder if they'd kick you out before they built the wall, or would they build the wall and then make you climb it to get back to Mexico?
They'd probably make them build it.
Build it,
and then, like, I'm on the other side. I'm like, ah, damn it.
Should have seen this coming a year and a half ago.
Well, I'm glad the king is in here. He is the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, and he is also the guy who every week scours the internet for the best viral videos to put together for you in something we call the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup.
This week, you can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com to see the video. This guy is lucky to be alive. He is in St. Bart's, I want to say, Dave. Does that sound right? And he is standing on a runway. And
no, he's
he
not.
Thinks
it's a lookout. It's a lookout, but it's super close
it's
to the
super,
runway.
Yeah,
the planes really have to come in low.
Right. Yeah, it's a famous dangerous airport to land at for pilots because it's such a quick descent and then a short runway. So he's standing in a position what he thinks is to take a great photo of a plane coming in. And the plane comes in and he has to duck to not get hit by the plane. That's how close he is to the plane landing. And you got to go see this video, but here's a taste of it if you hear what happened.
Not a good clip.
Not a good clip.
Not a good taste.
It's a very short clip. But, I mean, why are they? Why is the girl who's shooting it laughing about this? I would be like, holy F, you almost died.
Maybe nothing happened. He's good.
Right, nothing happened, but that was as close to death, hopefully, as that guy will ever get.
I mean, if it would have took off his head, then maybe she would have got a little freaked out.
Then she
would
have gone, that's, like, that's a bummer. I'm going to go have a drink.
Yeah, more impressively was this video is 360 on YouTube, so you could scan and see it all the way around at St. Bart's. It's pretty cool.
I don't know that that's my takeaway from it.
Yeah, the guy who got hit by a plane. You could completely miss the whole plane, just hear it.
Right. Here's a here's another woman that for a minute some people thought she's lucky to be alive. She's out snowboarding and does not realize, according to her video that she posted, that she is being chased by a bear. No kidding. She's got headphones on and she's singing and she's snowboarding and there's a bear right behind her. Well, it was finally revealed as a fake, but it's a pretty good one. And in the great tradition of bringing you audio that does not do justice to the video, listen to this.
Good audio. I think you're right.
I just like it because you could hear the bear in the clip. Like she went to that length to put the bear audio in as well. Also, on this week's Internet Roundup, somebody had a great idea to take a scene from Girls this season where Adam on the show, who was played by, what's his name?
Adam Driver.
Yeah. Played by Adam Driver is watching TV with the gang. And what they put on the TV is him in Star Wars as Kylo Ren. So it's like they're reacting to watching him in Star Wars on TV. It's pretty cool.
You were tough and grimy and like streety, but you were totally vulnerable. Like you played into that pain so well.
I'm being torn apart.
I'm so impressed.
Adam's going to be famous, and he is now, thanks to Star Wars. Here's a great video from Trailer Mix. They've been doing some really good stuff. They're the people who take they take movies of one genre and recut them so that they look like a different genre. And this time, they took the Harry Potter films and turned them into The Breakfast Club. And it's really they did a really, really good job with it. This is called The Hogwarts Club.
Sort of exciting, isn't it? Breaking the rules.
They only met once.
Why is it when something happens, it is always you?
But it changed their lives forever.
When are you going to get into your head? We're in this together.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents The Hogwarts Club.
I don't know why that needs to exist.
I don't either, but
it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's good. Honest Trailers is back. You know, with the new Jungle Book film getting ready to come out, they went back to the original Disney movie from the 60s, and they really do make the case that that's a terrible movie.
Stroll aimlessly along with Mowgli, this illiterate, unvaccinated child who really should have been eaten by now. He's so stubborn and whiny, you'll almost understand why he got abandoned by his parents. Abandoned by his wolf parents.
The man cub can no longer stay with the pack.
Abandoned by his panther dad.
From now on your own.
Here's a young man who considers himself a little bit of a stunt bike rider. And he does everything he can to jump over canyons, basically, and to jump over planks, and he never sticks it. He seems to fall on his head every time he gets on a bicycle. And he's being egged on by his friends, and you'll notice he's not wearing a helmet, by the way.
Hmm. But damage is done there, though, right?
The damage is definitely really done. He does give this warning to other people who may see his video and want to emulate him at the end.
If you could see this, my part of my head, look at that. Mm. Always wear a helmet. And kids, only you can prevent forest fires, my bad. I'm feeling like lit right now.
Wow. I think you're right, Kevin. I think the damage has been done.
I love the Enya.
And now you can hear Kevin on 106.7.
How dare you, sir?
Dang. I can't believe we found video of Kevin as a little kid. That was great. Grandmama raps. She's what, Dave? 85 years old, I want to say?
Ooh, at least.
And they've got her rapping. And you know what? For an old lady, she's got skills. And man, does she love the president.
Say thank you to Obama. Yeah. Listen to Grandmama. Say thank you to Obama. Maybe you learned to thank folks a long time ago. But now that Grandma helped you with the rhythm and the flow. So when someone gives you something real good, listen to Grandmama and say thank you like you should.
Pretty good, right?
Listen to Grandmama.
She's not – if you take her against all other 85-year-olds, I believe she might win.
I'm not saying she's –
Your
name's
pretty – Really?
Sick rhymes.
Really?
Yeah.
She could drop some bars.
Yeah.
I thought we were done with parodies of Adele's Hello, but there's if there's room for one more in your life, I think you should make it this one. This was made by some actual real-life Mormon missionaries, and it's all about how they have to go door-to-door and try to convert people to the Lord. It's pretty good. They may have to add that to the Book of Mormon. That's really good. The 10-second songs guy is back. This is the guy who's able to sing songs in dozens of different styles. And he brought along some friends this time. And between the four of them, they do 65 songs in how long, Dave? Like 4 minutes or something,
yeah,
right?
Something about that.
And they call it a journey through rock and roll. They start in the 50s and go all the way up till this decade. And they're pretty darn good.
Badger.
Terrific medley. If you're really strapped for time and you want to listen to 65 songs, this is the way to do it. And finally, this is a video we've been talking about a lot here at K-Rock this week. This is the couple of brothers who convinced their little sister, who's a few years younger than she is. She looks like she's, what, like 15, 16, something like that?
Yeah.
And she has gone in to get her wisdom teeth out. And they
14? Maybe.
They know that she is going to be doped up a little bit when okay. she comes out. So they decide to play a prank on her, and it's a pretty elaborate one because they make it sound like a zombie apocalypse has broken out. They've got audio coming out of the radio talking about the CDC and how everybody needs to run for the hills, and she's totally buying it, and her reactions are pretty priceless.
We can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat! You okay. idiot! Okay.
What are you doing with the dog?
He's the worst! He's already dying. Just leave him.
Okay, I'll get the cat. Dad said that since he's in Las Vegas, that he's close to Mexico and he wants us to meet him in Mexico. How good is your Spanish still from high school?
I can say pants.
It's my favorite.
She can say pants. So they're set.
Oh, Standing O.
They're going to be on Ellen today.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. It's real. You know that, right, Dave?
Nah. I can't believe
really
he
it.
Thinks
Dave
it's
doesn't
fake.
Buy it, but
there's nothing about it that suggests it's fake. Why would you even say that?
Yeah, she's too concise, but whatever.
She's too concise.
Yeah, she has an answer for everything so fast. And if you remember never mind. I don't want to get into it right now, guys.
Dave doubts everything.
I'm right. Remember that.
Anyway, it's a great video. There's a lot of great videos. Aziz Ansari doing a Kanye West video in Italy, which is very funny, too. There's a bunch of other good stuff up there that we didn't have time to play for you. Go to krock.com or kevinabean.com. It's a brand new Kevin Abean Internet Roundup.
All right, we have tickets for the Clippers in the playoffs.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to win those, call now, 1-800-520-1067. We will play a game next. Do we want to give any hints as to what it is?
No, I don't think so. I mean, be a Clippers fan and want to go see them. You know what I mean? Other than that, I think anyone, you don't need exceptional knowledge for this game.
You call now, we'll play next. I don't want to put a hex on this game or anything, but we've never done it smoothly, ever. Ever.
No.
We've never, ever done this game smoothly.
Why do we keep going back to it? Why is this in rotation? It's a terrible game.
It's a solid choice for us, and it always goes poorly.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the deal. The Clippers are the NBA team in Los Angeles that is in the
playoffs.
All right,
playoffs. Take it easy.
What? What, is that not true?
I'm just saying it's true, but take it easy.
Dave, you're a big Clippers fan. How do you feel about a first-round matchup against the Portland Trail Blazers?
I feel good. Prediction, 4-1.
4-1 LA?
Yeah.
All right.
4-1 Clippers.
Well, if you want to see some playoff basketball in person, we got you hooked up right now at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play for Game 2 of the NBA playoffs at Staples Center, and you're qualified for a great prize we'll tell you about at the end as well. We're calling this one Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to...
Clipper game.
All right, so our contestants are going to be John and Johnny. You want to describe for them and the listeners at home and at sea, Kevin, how this game is played?
All right, we have listeners at sea. Okay, Dave has five NBA teams. Allie has five NBA teams. You're supposed to come up with the name of the team. However, Dave and Allie can't use the name of the team. They can't use the city. They can't use the state. They can't use the players. So they're going to give you clues so that you can come up with the name of the NBA team.
Okay.
You have 45 seconds. There are five of them. You can pass if you're stuck and then go back to it later.
Okay. I like it. Sounds
good.
At this point, we haven't screwed it up yet. Let's go to our first contestant on line one, please. He is John. Since we're making him go first, and that puts him in a pressure spot, we'll give him his choice of who he'd like to play with. Dave, the King of Mexico, can be your partner, or the lovely Allie McKay. John, what do you say?
I'm taking Allie McKay.
Good call.
All right, Allie. Sean.
Okay.
Answer.
All right. Again, 45 seconds on the clock. Feel free to pass if you're completely stumped. You don't want to burn your whole 45 seconds on one you're not going to get. And then you can always come back around if you got time. You ready to play?
Just for the record, Dave just called him a looser.
A looser?
A looser.
A looser.
All right. We ready? 45 seconds. Ready? And
ready.
Go.
All right. This is something you send up into the air and it explodes.
Rockets.
Yes. These are on the back of boots. They go jingle jangle.
Back of what?
On boots, like cowboys wear them.
Oh, spurs.
Yes. This is a bird. They have a big pouch, and they put fish in the pouch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This team, I bet Eminem would love them. Because.
Pass.
Okay, pass. This team, Abracadabra. Ooh, look at me, David Blaine.
Magic.
Yes, okay. Back to that team. Guns blazing. Eminem would love them. The Bad Boys. They were known as the Bad Boys back in the day.
I don't know.
That's the last one. Come on.
Okay. That last clue would have made it ineligible anyway because you can't describe the team. You can't call them the Bad Boys. What you were looking for
Why can't I call them the Bad Boys?
I felt like Bad Boys was fine.
Well, those are the
Pistons.
The Pistons is what
we're looking for. That's the nickname of the guys on the team.
Well, that's not naming a player.
He didn't get it anyway, so let's
He didn't get it anyway, and Dave's only going to get one. Okay. So we're good.
Good
so
try,
John. John got four. That was very well done. Congratulations. Let's meet your competitor. This is going to be Johnny. He is in Fullerton, and he is on line five.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, morning, everyone. Dave, I'm ready to do it, too.
Good
let's
luck.
Do it, Johnny.
Here we
Thanks,
go.
Guys.
All right. A bear does this. It
Grizzlies. See.
Yeah. It's a type of music. It's a type of music that with instruments, a lot of horns.
Jazz.
All right. It's during a storm, it makes this noise.
The thunder.
Yep. There are boats. They're boats, or they could cut your hair. Come on, they cut your hair. They give you a good clean shave.
Pass real quick. All right,
cool.
Last question.
These are in the medieval times. They cast spells.
The wizard.
Yep. All right. Now, going back, this type of boat. It's a type of boat.
And we have a tie.
And we have a tie. Look at that.
It was Clippers.
Clippers is what cuts your hair, or it's a kind of boat.
Yeah.
I'm more of a stylist guy.
All right.
Did you really say bears do this?
He said, yes. What was that about?
He said bears do this, and the guy got grizzlies.
Johnny's a gift.
It's a nonsense clue.
So we're 4-4. Kevin, you want to explain to our competitors how overtime works.
Ooh. All right. Now we have one team that each of you is going to have to guess, and we're going for time. So Dave will start.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Allie will start with John, like we did before.
Wait, hold on. Are we sure?
Yes. You have to come up with one team, and it's time. So get it as quickly as you can, and then you will win if you get it in a shorter amount of time than Dave's.
But there's a time limit, right?
Why are you trying to mess things up?
Yeah, seriously. We're doing all right so far. All right, Chip, I want to put it on you to keep your eyes on the timer and get as accurate a count as you can on how fast these competitors come up with their answers, okay?
Nope.
Good help.
All right. All right, so this is going to be John and Allie up first. This is this is for all the marbles. How fast can you get the one clue you're about to get? Good luck.
Go.
You don't want to poke this nest. They'll sting you.
What?
You don't.
Hornets.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. How much time on the clock?
6.5.
All right. 6.5. All right. Let's go to Johnny now, along with Dave, and see if he can beat that for all the marbles.
All right. Let's go.
This is what bears do. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
The Raptors.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Wow. John's a loser.
We have a winner.
Dave finally won.
Wow.
Way to go, Johnny.
You have won a pair of tickets to see the Clippers in Game 2 of the 2016 NBA playoffs at Staples Center. You're also eligible for a drawing that we'll do on tomorrow's show. That will be VIP valet parking with a private entrance to the Staples Center, access to the Lexus Courtside Club, and passage to the Hyde Lounge. That also could all be yours. Hey, thank you for listening, and thank you for playing Title Fight.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's Title Fight.
It is 6:52.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
I can't answer that, Mr. Duff. I'm sorry. The lovely Alana Glazer from Broad City and the new time-traveling Bong on Comedy Central joins us later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll catch up with our friend Jim Rome as well. And from the Anaheim Ducks, Ryan Getzlaff. It's all on the way from K-Rock. Hey, Allie McKay.
How did he not get Eminem's favorite team?
I don't know. That was a great clue to me.
This is going to haunt me all day.
That was a good clue. I'm good with that.
Well, you're a looser. Dave already told you. You're a looser.
And then Bean's like, Pistons, they're in cars. Who knows that?
I just
crazy.
Look, you're better at that game than I would be. It's easy to play along if you're not under pressure. I was just thinking engine would have been a clue, but who knows whether that would have worked either. There's no way to tell. You did a great job, Allie, for someone who came in second place.
For somebody who lost.
I really feel
someone
like I
lost.
A loser.
Well, someone who didn't win.
You let us down. You let the listeners down.
Ralph will be back on Monday morning. In the meantime, Allie's filling in on the showbiz beat. What's new? What's going on? What's happening?
Hey, Coachella.
Yes.
You heard of it?
Starts tomorrow.
And if you're one of those people that bought a VIP pass from someone other than Coachella, you might be in trouble.
How about that whole deal?
Right? Golden Voice has filed a lawsuit against a events company called Particle and its owner, Denise Kozlowski, for deceiving people, saying it was authorized to peddle a backstage pass, including a VIP guest or artist pass. Apparently, Coachella says they're the only ones who can sell for the fest. You can't have third party scalping those tickets because it creates a huge safety risk for performers. Huh?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes?
Where'd you get your pass?
From Golden Voice. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I hope.
I'm watching you. All I'm saying.
We'll just see what you'll find out Friday night.
Is I'm watching you.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff.
Anyway, what happened to Tom Petty?
That's a good point, Rodney.
It's a great question. I think he's still around.
Okay. He's playing Saturday.
He's not at Coachella, you silly.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Well, unfortunately, she has passed away, so she will not be performing.
Very few people actually remember.
Good point, Rodney. Thank you.
Remember, oh, that was it? I thought he was going to say a name.
Why? Well, I hope everybody gets a lot of tax refunds.
Right?
That's timely. It is tax time.
That's timely.
That is very timely. Thank you, Rodney. If you're wondering about Gwen and Gavin's divorce, some big, big news. People were wondering, oh, is this not going to go well? Who's going to get what? Gwen's the money maker in the family. I don't know people that were wondering that, but I'm sure some nosy bastards were. Well, they have struck a settlement deal. Just filed with the courts, and sources connected with the couple tell us Gavin has agreed to a lopsided split of property in favor of Gwen.
This is a refreshing story
to
read.
Absolutely. So he's not going to take the money that really he's entitled to because there was no prenup. They were married for 13 years. They're going to get 50-50 joint custody. Gavin will wind up having the kids a little more because Gwen is going to be doing a lot of touring. And as they've learned, Gavin is not asking for child support, which, again, he would be entitled to. But he's not asking for it.
That's refreshing.
Is it refreshing or is he guilty of something?
I see.
No, I think if he's guilty, he gets as much money as he can. Just
right, because he's just a bastard.
Yeah.
This is refreshing. Nice to see. Yeah.
I want to ask you guys this question. It is refreshing. When was the last time you saw this story where the woman did not take the 50%?
I don't know, man, trying to incite violence on the
program.
I'm just
asking. Yeah, probably, I'm just wondering how often it happens.
Probably goop.
What about women?
What about women? Greedy and all they want is money and they can't do anything but take the man's money.
How about like that men? Whole deal?
Huh? What how about that whole deal? Well, we'll soon find out when your wife divorces you, loser. And will third time be a charm for Blake Shelton? Speaking of Gwen Stefani, apparently he's ready to pop the question and might propose very soon. This is a story.
Right.
He might propose.
Right.
Oh, okay. When? Soon.
Soon.
And word is he'd like to have children of his own. And the 46-year-old Gwen is, quote, willing to give it a try.
Whoa.
Who are these sources? Come on. That's just that silly. Altogether silly. Tyga, he doesn't manage his money very well. According to TMZ, reports that the rapper owes over $350,000 on his 2013 Lamborghini, and Choice Motor Credit is trying to repossess it. And it's not the first time that they've had to take a car of his back.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
Yeah, they took back his 2014 Bentley in February, and he still owes them $91,000 on that car.
Wow.
So maybe stop buying cars, maybe pick up a Prius, and pay your debts. That's just me.
More money, more problems. That's what I always say.
Amen. Amen, brother. April 14th, that is today, and all these stars were born on it. Peter Capaldi is 58. Actor Brad Garrett is 56. Actor Adrian Brody is 43. Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar is 39. And Abigail Breslin is 20. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Allie. We're going to open the phones now, 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What's Good. If you want to call, especially I think if you were at the Laker game last night, it would be fun to talk to you about what that was like.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from people who were actually at Staples Center last night. I feel like they got their money's worth, but in that first 5 minutes, I bet you were doubting whether you wanted to be there or not.
Well, Kobe did miss, what, six in a row or something?
He was, yeah,
something
like five. That. Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067 is the number you call now. We'll talk to you next.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
I'll never grow tired of that theme. Never. Hey, thank you for calling us, 1-800-520-1067. We have just a couple lines open. If you'd like to share anything that's going on, you got comments about things, stuff you'd like us to talk about on the show that we haven't yet, comments, questions, problems, call us. It's time for Kevin and Bean's What's Good.
Like we always do at this time, what's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we could be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
Why don't we start with Jill? She is on line 7, and she's got her pre-party going on already, Kevin. You're going to be very jealous in a minute.
Jill, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What's good?
Nothing, just sitting here at the campgrounds trying to get in.
Oh, you're already at Coachella?
Yeah, we're already here.
Sweet.
The campgrounds open today, or are you in line for tomorrow?
They open at 9 a.m. We got here at 6.
Wow, you can't wait to get there. So What's the plan? Have you done this before? Have you camped out there at Coachella before?
First time camper.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. Listen to the hope in her voice.
You are going to love it.
Nice.
Although if we talked to her on Monday, it would be a very different person.
Yes. Talk to her on Monday, she'll sound 85 years old.
I spent a lot of time over there in that parking area, and a lot of, I'd probably say a majority of people are from out of state.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
They come from all over the country, and they just park right in there, and they have a great time.
Now, Jill, what kind of research did you do ahead of time to make you think you needed to be there when the doors open? Are the primo spots, are there some places if you get there early, you get a better spot in the campground?
Yeah, the earlier you get here, the better spot you get. A lot of our friends told us to get here super early, so here we are.
There you mm-hmm. go.
And what's the weather supposed to be like for today and through the weekend?
So it looks pretty good, like 90s, not too bad.
Okay.
All right.
If you want to spend 4 days outside in the 90s, I guess that sounds like a lot of fun. All right, last question. Have you planned out how many acts you're going to see, or are you just going to wing it?
Planned out the acts. Probably won't follow through. Probably
yeah, that's okay. That's what I do is I plan the acts, and then nothing I do coincides with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I spend the time planning, but that's what you do. Have fun,
All right, Jill.
Jill.
Yeah, have a great time. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
All right.
I'm worried about Chill, you guys.
Chill's good.
Are you?
It's going to be a long weekend.
It's
going
to be a long weekend.
Let's go to Julian. He's on Live 5. He's in Glendale. You can call on any topic you want, but we said, particularly after what happened at Staples Center last night, if you were there, we'd like to hear from you, and I think Julian is our man.
Hey, Julian.
What's good, guys?
You tell us.
Well, yeah, I was at the Staples Center last night, and me and my friend actually were lucky enough to get tickets that were about 5 rows from the court.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and it was really kind of just a great way to send Kobe off last night. It was amazing.
What did you think when he missed his first 4 or 5 shots? Like, this is going to be a long night.
when he was missing in the beginning, it was kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of how it's been this whole season. But, you know, at least we get to see him one last time. And then the other guys were playing okay. And then we were down by like 15 at one point. But I think he ended up making his last 5 shots and the last like 4 free throws. So it was kind of a very Kobe-esque game of old to finish it strong. So it ended up being perfect.
It really did end up being perfect, and I know there were a lot of factors involved, not the least of which is that Utah had been eliminated from the playoffs earlier in the day, so they weren't really playing for anything. And, I mean, everybody was doing everything they could to help out Kobe. I'm not suggesting that Utah threw the game. I'm just saying it wasn't that big a deal to them, and it meant everything to the Lakers.
They weren't playing tough defense. They had nothing to play for.
Exactly, yeah. But, I mean, the fact that he came back and had that unbelievable fourth quarter and the fact that he ended up scoring 60, no one's even scored 60 in any game this whole season, and he does it as a retiring player. I mean, it's a storybook ending. You're never going to forget that you were there, Julian. That's so cool.
No, yeah, it was amazing. The whole Staples Center was up for about the last 5 minutes of the game, and it was, I mean, yeah, the Jazz definitely kind of just threw in the towel at one point, but they missed their last 3 shots, so it kind of, everything fell into place really for this to happen, and it was kind of just one of those moments.
One of those moments. All right, glad you were there. Thank you for the call, Julian.
Let's take Jose. He's in Victorville. He was also there last night. That's a long drive back after that evening.
Hi, Jose.
Kobe. I still have some of my voice left.
How was it last night? Good.
It was unbelievable. It was more than anybody. Everybody at the Staples Center just couldn't believe what was going on. And even afterwards, everybody was jumping up, shaking their head. I mean, I've never been to a finals game, but this had to surpass it.
It really had the atmosphere of a playoff game, didn't it? From the minute the ball dropped, people were that's how excited people were for it, even though the game, you know, statistically meant nothing.
Even the pregame, Alley Live completely closed down. I mean, that they had. I mean, when you're there, all the stars you see: Kanye, Jay-Z, Lamar Odom.
I think
they were there.
It's probably more important than a playoff game because this is somebody who's been a part of the Lakers for 20 years. Yeah. And that's a bigger thing than any 1 year playoff game.
It definitely was. And I think the ticket prices showed that. I mean, they were saying that these ticket prices were higher than a game 7.
Wow. Than
a game 7 would have gone.
How'd you get tickets, Jose?
I knew it was last year, so I bought it before he announced his retirement. And I had good seats. I had section 210, row 1.
All right.
I got them for about $300, but I think I could have sold them easily for $5,000, $7,000.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's tempting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you glad you didn't sell them? I mean, you could be waking up this morning watching the highlights on TV, you know, and have all that money in the bank.
Money come and goes. Money come and goes, but this memory is going to be forever. Of course, no, I definitely wouldn't have sold it.
I'm glad you saw it. You probably didn't see the interview with Jack Nicholson, who said he missed it when Kobe scored 81 because he let his daughter go to the game. So at least you got to see the 60-point performance.
Jose, thanks for calling, man. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Let's go to Chris LaPuente. He's up next. 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, What's Good is on the air. Hey, Chris, what's good with you?
Hey, good morning, party people.
What's up?
So, after the game, the greatest thing I ever heard happened. Allie and Beer Mug's moaning session was being played on the background music after the game.
Where were you?
We were out in Riverside.
Well, something's wrong out there. That is not okay, Chris.
Right, here's my guess. What? My guess is that's the lamest way possible to ask for us to replay it.
No.
No, he doesn't want that. No one wants that.
I think everybody wants
that. Agreed.
Well, I don't think
play
so.
It, Steve. I gotta say it.
You gotta hit it.
You gotta hit it. You can't play it.
It's Steve. For God's sakes, man. You can't just...
I'm too excited. Hit it,
dear.
All right. This is Beer Mug eating hot dog stuff in his face, and for some reason we thought it would be funny to put Allie's moaning in with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as good as I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No word. I'm so glad I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Smell it.
That was horrible. So bad.
Oh, so
come on.
No, Chris.
That was the best request ever, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. No, I think Beer Mug got you pregnant there, man. That was awesome.
Just picture that for a minute.
No. Yeah. No, thank you.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Allie, if you had to choose between never having sex again for the rest of your natural life or having sex with Beer Mug one time, which would you do?
I mean, how long would it take?
I would guess it would be under 10 seconds.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you'd have to go for that. All right. All right. Let's clear the lines, kids. I know we're burning up the phones today. We're asking you to call a lot. But we have so much good stuff to give away. We already did the Clippers playoff tickets last hour. And now I think we're going to give away some more tickets for Coachella. Do I have that right?
That's correct. If you want to go to Coachella, we have 3-day passes. These are legal. You will not get sued for them. Mm-hmm. 3-day passes. If you want to go to Coachella, call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
We should say it helps if you're a Guns N' Roses fan on this game.
Correct. This is a Guns N' Roses game. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin DeBean Show for his weekly visit. I think you're going to like this one. Then Jim Rome and Alana Glazer from Broad City. That's all coming up in the next few minutes. First, though, let's give away some tickets for Coachella. Obviously, you're running out of time. The festival starts tomorrow, but we've got 3-day passes for you right now with a game that we like to call Just a Second.
Do you want the long version intro or do you want the shorter one?
Let's play the long one. I think we've got time.
Okay.
Just a second. I like it. All right. The callers are on the line. Kevin, you want to explain how this game is played, please?
We're going to play Just a Second of a Guns N' Roses song. We'll play it for you twice. We can't repeat it after that, but then you have to identify which Guns N' Roses song it is. And it's first second of the song.
So this is when you hear that note on your radio, you know what Guns N' Roses song it is. If you're that type of person, you got a good chance of winning this game.
You can tell the name of the song by the first second of it.
I think we've established. Allie, you want to have a crack at it? Because I'm not sure we're making it clear.
I think what you're going to want to do, you're going to want to listen to it. You play it twice.
Okay, right.
It is just 1 second of the song. And in that 1 second, you have to figure out which Guns N' Roses song it is.
Okay, now it's clear.
How about that whole deal?
Huh? Yeah. Right. How about that whole deal? All right, so if you get it right, you go to the drawing. Our first contestant is going to be in Northridge, and this is going to be our man, Adam, to get us started.
Hey, Adam, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Did we explain it well enough, thorough enough for you?
Yes, it was very good.
Okay, here you go. Good luck. One more time.
November Rain?
November Rain is correct. Nicely done.
Yes.
You are in the drawing. You are one step closer. Who's our next contestant?
Next is Marshall from Los Angeles. Hi, Marshall. Hello, Marshall.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Here's your second. One more time. Should get that one.
That is Paradise City?
That is.
It is.
Yes, nicely done.
Great contestant so far. I'm a little sad we're not hearing Allie do her Axl Rose.
I don't think anyone's sad.
I do miss
not
that, but this is
person.
Good, too.
I feel a lack of sadness as well. Randy in East L.A., hi.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good luck. One more time.
That sounded a lot like the last one, by the way.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Well, yes! That.
Somebody is a legit GNR fan. Well done, sir.
Pretty strong. 3 out of 3, by the way.
Yeah.
Jose in Norwalk. Hi there.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, Jose.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Doing pretty good. You're doing good.
At work.
You're being quiet.
You can't let anybody else know that you're on the phone with us, can you?
Nope.
Okay.
What do you do for work, Jose?
I work at a school.
Name the school.
Don't name the school.
Don't name the school. No. But the kids in that school are assholes, though, aren't they?
Yep.
All right. All right. Kevin, I'm sorry. What's this game called again? I lost track.
Just a second.
Oh, just a second. All right. Listen, Jose, here's your song. 1 second. What Guns N' Roses tune is?
Oh, please. Oh,
yes.
Did you say it?
He did.
I didn't hear it.
He whispered it.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay, thank you. You hold on.
All right.
Wow.
4 for 4, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this a first?
We've ever gone this far without having somebody miss?
You just jinxed it.
Leon in Northridge.
Yeah.
Leon, hello.
Sorry, Leon. Kevin put the curse on you. There's no way you're going to get this, but good luck.
Here you go.
Oh, come on.
If you don't get that one, you should fall on your own sword. What is it?
Okay, I'm drawing a blank now.
That's awesome.
Leon,
that's the
Kevin's
best
curse
ever.
Is real.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
You really don't know it?
No, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Oh, Leon.
Oh, how about a little longer?
Hold on. No, we can't. Welcome to the Jungle was yours. We gave you Welcome to the Jungle, my
I mean,
man.
It was a deep cut.
Right? It was. I mean, how are you supposed to recognize that?
All right, who's next?
Having said that, and after having made fun of him, I would fail this game every time. Because I would have heard everyone, and I would know that I've heard it, but I wouldn't know the name of it. Arnold in Panorama City. Hi.
What's up?
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's not going to be Welcome to the Jungle. Sorry about that. Here you go. One more time.
Is that Live and Let Die?
Sorry, that's Don't Cry. Thank you for calling.
All right.
It was way harder than the last one.
Yeah.
Let's do one word. This game is called...
Just a second!
That's right.
Marissa in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Not good since I mentioned that no one has missed one.
And now no one can get one. Let's see if you can break the streak.
Good luck. Here you go.
Okay.
One.
One more time.
One.
Yesterday's?
Sorry, that's patience.
One.
Kevin, okay, you really... You
now, we
really,
got to do one more, though, right?
You screwed up the whole
but
game.
I'm saying we got to
yeah,
go one more.
One more.
Okay.
I don't
He's
feel like
gonna
this
get
is
it.
On me.
Yeah.
The guy
that missed Welcome to the Jungle is not on me.
I can't with Leon.
All right, Robert, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're going to you so that we can go out on a winner, so don't lose, all right?
All right.
Okay, here you go. Here's your song. One more time.
I'm drawing a blank.
Kevin, you're such a dick. I can't believe you did that.
Don't blame me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did
the
it.
Guy didn't
Four
get
in a row.
Welcome to the Jungle. That's my fault.
Yeah, and then the guy didn't get Don't Cry, and then the girl didn't get Patience, and the guy didn't get Live and Let Die, which is the one we just played.
You were young, man.
I'm just saying we were 4 for 4, and then you had to go and jinx it. All right, Adam, Marshall, Randy, Jose, all in the drawing. One of them is going to Coachella this weekend, courtesy of the world-famous Kara Calamy Kay. Who's our winner, please?
The winner. He was not the guy at the school?
I don't think so. Just a second.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Chapter 8, Hydration. Remember, the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival is a metaphoric marathon, not a metaphoric sprint. And as in any metaphoric marathon, it's important to stay hydrated, metaphorically. Drink lots of fluids before you arrive at the event. But don't worry, water will also be sold on site. And loan officers will be on hand to help you finance your water purchase. You may find it a more efficient fluid-to-fund ratio to drink beer. And after 2 beers, when you've run out of money, you can always drink your own urine. We repeat, your own urine, you freaks. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival. And as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
Well, I think that's good advice. Try not to die if you're going to Coachella. Our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us every Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, the co-host of Loveline here on K-Rock. Dr. Drew on HLN, Monday, Thursday afternoons at 4, and Midday Live with Mike Catherwood on KABC. How are you, Doc?
I'm great. That's a funny little tape. But metaphorically, it's not so inaccurate.
No, it isn't. We had a listener call us a couple days, Dr. Drew, who was asking for some serious advice on how he should plan out his weekend at Coachella in terms of his Drug intake. What was his question, Allie? He wanted to know if he should take LSD or what?
Or mushrooms.
Acid or mushrooms, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Acid or mushrooms, that's what he said. So we thought, we've got a doctor on staff. We can ask these questions about how one should pace himself on a long, hot weekend at a music festival, Drew.
Wow, you are putting me in an uncomfortable spot.
So you start with, I would guess you start with mushrooms.
I say mushrooms first, right? Absolutely.
This is a game of either or, that sort of like, which instrument would you like to poke yourself with?
What?
Well, I'm just saying.
You poke yourself with mushrooms?
Whatever I say here, it's only because you're forcing me. It's a forced choice. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about this, and I must tell you, it's very different if we're talking about some random caller as opposed to, as I was expecting you to talk about what you guys should do when you go to Coachella. Now, Allie, I'm not worried about. Kevin.
I can handle my mushrooms.
Right. Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute. Kevin,
why are you not?
Kevin does enough stuff already. So he's fine.
He's fine.
But
okay.
I want you guys to imagine for a second being on acid.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Then somebody went, no. Have him. Oh, it was Davey from AFI last night. Said, have them meet me. He may name some tent to dance. And I thought, oh, my God, Bean dancing. I can't get it.
That would be the best.
Oh, my God, Bean on ecstasy dancing. On Molly dancing. My head just exploded.
I don't think I can take it. Molly Bean is my favorite. And they're playing the Sahara tent on Sunday night.
But then Molly Bean would drive you out of your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'd
yeah.
be so touchy.
And acid he'd be all
bean,
over you.
Acid Bean, you'd have to really not have any dangerous objects around, right?
And you'd be describing everything in great detail. Like, we'd get it.
Allie,
I don't know why this had to be about me when I'm just trying to help out a listener here.
Allie, just imagine, forget the detail, the topics and the associations.
Oh my God.
What's the ship we'd have to talk about?
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
That would be terrible.
Would actually sail that night.
But imagine Acid Bean would insist on doing a podcast, and it would be riveting, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. It would change the world. It would change the world. I've no
doubt about
it. So given I did not want to unleash that on anybody.
Right? I understand, yes.
I'm getting into a game of either or with a random person.
Right.
And here's the deal about LSD and acid. It's that I have the great privilege of working a couple of decades in a psychiatric hospital, and I saw so many horrible complications from LSD, sometimes years later. It was clear to me that LSD at some dose in some individuals, in other words, we don't know how much, we don't know when, and we don't know for whom, all kinds of S hits the fan. People get personality changes. They get mood disturbances. They get thought problems. I mean,
you're talking about permanent disorders, not just while you're high and coming down.
That's right. High and coming down, no problem. As long as you know, people do strange things when they do that and hurt themselves. But other than that, I don't care about that. But the long-term effects that I have seen have really adulterated my view of LSD. So when people talk about doing mini dose of acid to treat depression or PTSD, of course I'm in favor of, you know, desperate measures to treat recalcitrant disorders. But I've just seen so many horrible problems from LSD. That drug scares me more than anything.
And by the way, you're talking about also just one use at times can cause all that.
Unusually so, but yes, I've seen somebody take a rather large dose and really have permanent panic.
So you're all about the mushrooms.
So hold on a second. Before you move on from the acid, though, is there no such thing as safe acid? None?
No, I can't say that. What I can't say, though, is I don't know for whom and how much. And so as such, it scares me. It's the one drug that hallucinogens, you know, direct hallucinogens like DMT and acid, really frighten me. Now, I got my friend Duncan Trussell that does the Duncan Trussell Family Hour, who advocates, he's an apologist, he and I are dear friends, and we don't even argue it out, we just try to figure it out, and he just thinks it, you know, opens the universe to everybody worth the risk. I cannot say that. But...
So you're all about the mushrooms.
I've never seen long-term effects from mushrooms. I've never
okay.
seen that. So I'm expecting to see it, but I think it's that people never use enough or never as frequently or what. I don't know what it is, but I've never seen any real clinically relevant problems from that. So if you're putting a gun to my head and saying either or, the choice is clear.
It's science.
If you want to call them benefits, what are the upsides for people who use mushrooms at a festival like Coachella? Like, what will their experience be like, Dr. Drew?
Again, imagine being asking that on acid.
Yeah.
Just saying, just imagine.
Yeah.
So,
Dr. Drew, you know that we spend 5.5 hours a day with Bean.
I do know that.
Yeah.
And that, thus you're contemplating doing, you know, mind-altering substances.
Right? I mean, I have a reason.
You're just trying to get away.
A little more regularly than you should, perhaps. But, yeah, I mean, I think everyone kind of understands that when – and now there's some data that came out on functional MRI that shows what's happening to your brain on hallucinogens. And, you know, certain parts of the brain that are non-visual are becoming functioning like visual centers in a way. And so you start seeing things that – in a new way, let's just say. And things off – as I've understood, talked to a lot of people who have used this drug, things seem very funny, a lot of laughter.
All right, mushrooms or ecstasy?
Ecstasy is another drug where I have seen not the same kind of protean effects as LSD, but I've seen memory problems and mood disturbances. And in my, where I sort of, the threshold is 20 exposures to Molly, then I see these long-term problems. But it's another one, because it has hallucinogenic properties, worries me that it might have, you know, even a single exposure could have something significant that we just haven't measured yet. So again, I know a lot of people do it, and I know a lot of people are going to argue with me on this, but it's another one that scares me. I've just not seen, I'm looking, I expect, but I've not seen anything from mushroom of that order.
Molly or cocaine?
Cocaine, for sure.
What, that really?
You're not a drug addict.
That was quick.
You have Lyme disease.
Really, do cocaine instead of doing Molly, for real?
Absolutely.
That surprises
with the
me. Cocaine is worse on your body, but not as dangerous for the brain.
And you get so much more done.
You can make many more tents right. when you're on cocaine.
You can see Coachella in 45 minutes if you're on enough cocaine.
I'm just thinking about that pupil phenomenon I saw with Ally, and maybe that's something to do with the
I'd
little...
be a lot thinner, let's be honest.
Cocaine or heroin?
There's no recreation. I'm just...
Just
you guys
pick.
Are screwing with me
this
so
is
much.
Just pick.
Be a weirdest segment ever.
Don't be a wet blanket, Doc.
But heroin, I've never seen recreational heroin. But I. But
so those, cocaine.
But I have seen recreational cocaine.
All right.
I don't know anyone that's only done heroin once.
Right. And I
that's
think it has something to do with the who does it. You know what I mean? You, people graduate to it. They don't just randomly, as Bean might, just start it.
No one takes barbiturates for a Coachella. That's a downer, right? You wouldn't take that to a music festival.
No,
right?
You go to sleep for that. Though.
Yeah, if you fight the Ambien.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Wow, we're getting into it here.
Right?
You know, are these things on? Is this thing on?
It's on.
The barbs, yeah, they're down. But people sure used to do what was the Cosby pill?
Quaaludes.
Quaaludes are very similar in their effect, and people used to do those and go socialize. So crazy.
You know, it was a few years ago that parents used to worry that their kids were going to go see the damned rock music and smoke weed. That's not even a concern anymore, right?
No, like, we don't even have to. It's a foregone conclusion.
It's a foregone conclusion, right?
We're all on the same page that weed is cool. And now we're talking about other things. Is that true, Dr. Drew?
We're talking about certainly more dangerous things, that's for sure.
Okay.
That's for
Dr.
sure.
Dr. Drew said on our show today, do cocaine.
Throw alcohol and tobacco in there, too. Just because they're legal don't mean they're not dangerous drugs.
Okay.
I mean, that's, again, the insanity of how we think about drugs. We always leave alcohol and tobacco out, and yet those are the most have the most impact on health.
Hold on. Where should we meet you this weekend at Coachella, Drew?
Alcohol.
I want to see Molly.
Sahara.
I need to see Molly
Bean.
Wants to see Molly.
I would give everything I have to see Molly Bean.
and then I'm going to run. Out into the desert.
DrDrew.com, LovelineShow.com. Listen to him here on K-Rock 5 nights a week. HLN Now at a new time at 4 p.m. with his Dr. Drew on HLN Show. It's so good. And Dr. Drew Midday Live with Mike Catherwood on KBC. Great talk today, Drew. We'll see you at the festival, man. Thanks for coming on.
See you, Molly Bean.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
Right.
Nope.
How about that whole deal?
We got a great 8 o'clock hour playing for you, including the very talented Ilana Glaser is going to be here from Broad City in the new Time Traveling Bong show on Comedy Central. We love her so much. It's going to be great to catch up with her. And we'll talk sports with Jim Rome just after the top of the hour. First, though, here's Allie in for Ralph.
You guys ready for the new big screen version of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
No!
Yes! November.
How long ago was the Jim Carrey
version?
Did
you have a Jim Carrey? Yeah, when?
Was that like 10 years ago or something,
right? 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
Wow. 15,
yeah.
Wow.
All yeah, right. 2000. And by the way, that made $55 million its opening weekend, but made more than $345 million worldwide over the course of its run.
And
not
it
bad.
Is on it's on 20 TV channels all holiday season long, too, every year.
Absolutely.
So it's become a little bit of a classic.
They're going to be calling it The Grinch.
Okay.
Simple, nice. It's coming out November 2017, and you may be saying to yourself, is Jim Carrey going to be doing the voice again?
Is Jim Carrey going to be doing
Wait,
the voice again?
Is this another anime? This is animated or this is live action? Because Jim Carrey started in the live action one.
Yes.
I wouldn't expect him to do a voice of an anime. Is it an animated one?
Well, he's going to be voicing the character. Mm-hmm. It's done by an animation studio, the same ones behind Despicable Me and Minions.
Oh, all right. So it's animated.
Yes.
Okay.
Who is the new Grinch?
Who is the new Grinch? Bill Belichick.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Nice.
Seriously.
I like it. I will tell you. Nope. I will tell you that the producer said that his voice exudes, quote, comedic wickedness while embodying vulnerability.
Charlie Manson.
Ooh, no, but good pick.
Dick Poop.
Nope.
Turd Ferguson.
Again, good pick, but no.
Jesus.
Oh, no, he's busy.
Sarah Abramson.
She's busy as well, if you know.
These Nuts.
Nope.
Johnny Asshole.
No.
Kevin.
Oh, would be good. Nope.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
He is, but he's also passed.
Rodney on the Rock.
Great choice. Unfortunately, no.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She also has passed, so
okay.
It would be a coup, but no.
Dr.
They
Boogie?
Have decided to go with...
Will Wheaton.
No?
No, but I love it so much. They have decided to go...
Professor from Gilligan's Island?
Another great guess.
Great.
They've decided to go with...
Jesus.
Marv Albert.
Marv Albert.
No.
Okay.
Let's hear it for O.J. Jackson Jr.
Nope, and that's
person
O'Shea.
Who doesn't exist.
No, they have gone with...
Sister Sledge.
Nope.
Good guess.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Right?
Paul?
Nope. Again, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's popular.
He's great.
He's wonderful.
He's popular. F you. He would be great.
Okay. And he will be great.
Correct.
November 2017. I'm
I
in.
Thought we had some, I thought we had some better suggestions, by the way.
It's true. Paul would have been
Paul.
Amazing. Yeah. He would have nailed
Paul?
It. Good news for Star Wars fans out there, which should be everyone, let's be honest.
Sure.
The original Star Wars trilogy of movies will be back in selected Alamo Drafthouse theaters starting...
Yay!
I know. Kids love it. Starting in August. The theaters will have contests and props from the films. And, of course, all of this is going to be revealed which theaters on May the 4th, Star Wars Day. Just go to returnofthetrilogy.com to find out more.
I will tell you that when they re-released all those movies a few years ago to the cinema, mm-hmm. It was great to see
Absolutely.
Them back on the big screen. It was so much fun.
Yeah. And I think we're supposed to get an Alamo Draft House downtown.
Oh, we are? Oh,
yeah.
That'd be nice.
But all right. Actually thought it was happening this year.
Okay.
Or last year.
Okay,
listen,
we're going to do some
again,
research on that one.
I don't know, but if someone from Alamo Draft House can get in touch, we want to know when you're opening.
This is the theater in Austin where they shoot you in the head if you text during a movie.
That's
right?
Well,
they literally
should.
Kill you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all over now, though. I think they're in San Francisco. They're in the South as well. We should be getting one in downtown L.A., unless I read that incorrectly.
Yeah, I heard a lady say that on the radio earlier.
Yeah. Well, she
but
was right.
But she sounded unsure.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know.
Sticking with it.
About that.
All of these stars were born on today, April the 14th. Anthony Michael Hall is 48 years old. Does that make you feel old when you think about all of those movies, all those John Hughes flicks? He's 48.
No, because they were like 35 years ago. It seems about right.
Again, math, not my strong point. Adrian Brody, 43, UFC fighter, and also Kevin's favorite, says right here, Anderson Silva.
I'm not a huge
It says Kevin's favorite
not
fighter.
Not a big fan of his.
He is 41. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 39. Actor Brad Garrett, 56. We love him. And actress Abigail Breslin is 20. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman. Welcome to the show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to honor the United States of America, please rise, remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem this evening. I flee.
Oh.
Okay, let's hear what this sounds like.
Look, I love Flea, and I love Flea as a man, and I respect him as a musician, but Jim Rome, this is a nearly impossible song to play, the national anthem at Staples Center, isn't it?
My man, Flea is now tick. The guy's just tick. I mean, come on, man. Look, he's had a good run. The band is fine. It's not an easy song to do, but you cannot show up like that and drop that, man. That's terrible.
Listen to this.
That is terrible. Come on, tick, you're better than that. Or at least I thought you were.
That was not an auspicious start to what otherwise turned out to be an unbelievable night at Staples Center. I bet you had the picture within picture going at the Rome household last night, huh?
Oh, you know I did. You know I did. Wasn't going to miss any of that. Hey, look, I'm not a guy who believes in omens, but I thought that when tick showed up like that and dropped out, that was going to be a terrible night. But it wasn't. Look, we all knew that the Mamba was going to do something to close that show and go out the way he came in, but there is no way, guys, anybody, anywhere saw that coming. Not 60 points on 50 shots in 42 minutes in a comeback win from a busted-up 37-year-old. I mean, that's impossible, even from a guy as cold-blooded as Kobe Bryant. That was absolutely insane.
It really was. It was just magical. Everything about that night, short of the first 5 minutes when he couldn't hit anything, was just it was like it was written in a Hollywood's, you know, script factory. It was just so beautifully done. And we talked about this earlier. I mean, Utah had already been eliminated from the playoffs, so they didn't have much to play for. And I'm not saying they threw in the towel, but they weren't playing the toughest defense of the season either against the Lakers.
Hey, look, I think you got to give them a little more credit. They didn't have the same thing to play for that they would have had the Rockets lost, but they weren't giving it to the guy either. I mean, they played some defense. I think you got to tip your hat in the sense that his 81 against Toronto was iconic. His 62 against Dallas in three quarters was insane. But 60 in season 20, I mean, that'd be like Peyton Manning throwing for 600 yards in the Super Bowl to end his career. Or right. Derek Jeter hitting four home runs in his last game ever. That was Kobe single-handedly making all of us forget the most miserable Lakers season of all time. And that is not easy to do. And the guy did it last night.
Yeah, definitely gave Lakers fans something to cheer about. What did you think about Magic's remarks at the beginning of the game where he said, in his words, that Kobe Bryant is the greatest all-time Laker? That was a real surprise to me, and wrong.
Okay, well, he's been saying that type of thing. He's been saying that. He's been going with that lately and selling that. Yeah, I wouldn't expect Irv to get up there in front of the entire world and pull a Ricky Henderson and say, hey, I'm still the greatest. Don't forget about me. But it's almost impossible to consider it. When you think about the greatest Lakers of all time, you're also talking about the greatest players of all time, right? Magic, Jerry West, Kareem, Wilt, mm-hmm. Kobe. It's almost impossible to compare guys across time and generations, but if you're looking at a guy with five rings in 20 years in that same uniform in that town, maybe he's not the best ever, but I'm having a hard time arguing that somebody's better than him.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and he gave a great speech at the end, and it was a mic drop moment, and it just the confetti came down, and we got to see Arsenio Hall is still alive. It just had everything for us on TV.
That's it, man. That's it. That's it. I mean, that whole thing. You guys remember that great debate going into last night? If you had your choice, if it were up to you, where would you rather be? Oakland watching the Warriors put up 73, or the Lakers and watching Kobe do his thing? Well, you ask Arsenio where he went. That answers your question. What we should all wear bands. What would Arsenio do? Put that on your list. What would Arsenio do?
I was watching ESPN2 and the Lakers, and they kept running the script along the bottom. Warriors are setting a record. Warriors are setting a record. And I was like, you know what? That's not my history that I'm watching right now, so yeah. I'm not going to go.
You couldn't tear yourself away.
It's impressive, but good for them. And I'll see them in the playoffs, and I won't see the Lakers in the playoffs. Yeah. So I watched them last night.
The Warriors. Yeah, go ahead.
It was overshadowed, though, because they were happening same night, last night of the season, at the same time. I feel like Golden State would have been all anybody was talking about if they hadn't had to go up against the Kobe show.
No, I mean, it's incredible. They broke a record that was thought to be unbreakable, and they still weren't even the biggest story of the night. You know, because unlike Bryant's ridiculous last ride that nobody saw coming, I think we all knew how it was going to go in Oakland. We all knew how it would go because that's the way it always goes. They show up, they light it up, they run the other guy out of the gym, just business as usual. $125 for the team, $46 for Steph in three quarters. Thanks for coming. So we knew that was going to happen. It was a great show, but let's not get it twisted. It was not what we had here in L.A.
Are the right. Warriors a good enough team that they can have accomplished that and not shot their wad? They'll go into the playoffs. They'll be fine.
Well, bro, you can turn a phrase, can't you? they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. There's this whole thing. There's this argument also that you can't take away from them what they just did. That 73, I said it myself last night or this morning on Twitter, that you can go ahead and put that up on a wall and forget about it because it's never coming down. But the fact is, if they don't win at all, it doesn't mean nearly as much. They've got to finish, but I think they will. I think when you want to talk about the best teams ever, if they go back-to-back, and they've got the back-to-back MVP, and they're blowing teams out the way they are, like Kobe. I can't say they're the best ever, but they're definitely at the table, and I think they will finish. They will repeat.
Jim Rome here on the line on the Kevin DeBean Show. Of course, jimrome.com if you want to hear the show starting at 9 a.m. It's interesting that you say, you know, put it on the wall and forget about it. Do you mean that you don't think this record of 73 wins will ever be broken?
Or
you
That's just, exactly you what just, I mean. That's
really,
exactly what I mean.
Yeah, there were an awful lot of people who for years have been saying the 72, the previous Bulls record, would never be broken too, and they were proven wrong last night.
No, but it took 20 years to get there. And I don't think that anybody anywhere who matters in the NBA ever thought even that other one was going to come down. Hell, when they got to 70, nobody thought that was ever going to happen. And then they kind of smashed that. Two games doesn't seem like a lot, but beyond 70, it is. They smashed that. I thought that record was safe. Honestly, I am more convinced that nobody will break 73 than that Golden State will win it all this year. And I feel pretty strongly about that. So, yes, all right. Put it up on a wall. Forget about it. It ain't ever coming down.
Well, it was a beautiful night for basketball fans, that's for sure. Hey, if we could, in our remaining moments, Jim, switch gears for a second, just because of the big news about the NFL that came out this morning about the number one draft pick that now goes to the Rams. What are your thoughts on that?
It's an amazing thing. So Tennessee trades the number one pick overall, along with a fourth and a sixth, to the Rams for the 15th pick overall, 2 second-rounders, and a third in 2016, and their first and third in 2017, so that's not confusing enough. What that means is they gave up a hell of a lot.
The Rams overpaid.
Of course they did. They overpaid. But you're nothing without a quarterback, and you have to do whatever you can to get one, so they overpaid. If they pick the right guy and it works out, it's justifiable. But if they take a quarterback and it doesn't work out, then it's the same deal they did with the Redskins, but in reverse, and they are screwed. That's the kind of trade that if it doesn't work out, you never really come back.
The Rams fans are already so excited about having their team back. This really gives them something else to be up about as well. And I guess later this afternoon is when the NFL schedule is going to be released, too. So it's a big day for NFL fans as well.
The NFL is incredible, right? Like, they could go even one day without having everybody talk right? about them and look at them. I mean, come on.
So
can we not
bitter.
Just have one day, Allie, right? One day. It was going to be all NBA all day today.
Screw
but
you,
no.
Bill. Like, I've got to get in there.
NFL's like, hey, everybody, look, we're still here.
Yeah, yo. The NFL's like, we're going to make an announcement as to when we're going to announce what the schedule is going to be. I mean, come on, are you kidding? Easy NFL.
9 to noon today. Kevin, you were saying you hear Jim at San Diego,
yeah,
right?
10:90 a.m.
10:90 a.m. Yep. If that's not coming in, you can hear the show at jimrome.com, and you should. It's the best thing going. Jim, a pleasure, sir. You're a true legend. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBean Show.
I was going to say, you dudes are legends. You guys are
no,
great.
No, but you're See, really better.
No,
really.
You're a legend.
No, but you're the best.
No, you're a legend.
She is co-writer, co-executive producer, and co-actress of Broad City, the hilarious Comedy Central show, and we get to see more of Alana Glazer on the Time Traveling Bong on April 20th. Alana, welcome back to the Kevin DeBean Show, my dear. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's excited to see you. I can't believe Broad City has been on for how many seasons now?
We are finishing our third season. Yeah, next week is the finale.
Wow. So you've made it. You're a show business legend now, right? Three seasons on Comedy Central. That's as good as it gets in Hollywood, right?
Maybe for me. Thank you.
Do you mind a note?
Please.
Just a note?
Love a note from an older man.
Slap down
from an older white dude, please.
Drop the mic.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Thanks for coming in. You can't say the S word, Alana. You can't say that. We're on the radio,
sorry.
Remember?
Yeah. Sorry. Less poop. Okay.
Less I'm just poop. Saying, would it kill the show if there was less poop?
What we're talking about here, though, is feminism, and that poop is for you.
What did I say to you, Kevin? Okay. When you said that to me, I said, would it bother you if it was two dudes pooping?
And what did I say?
You said,
of course.
Probably, yeah.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
You're Oh, okay.
I don't
cursing.
Feel like
right,
I
forgot. You're right.
I don't
this
feel
scene
like I
that
need
we're
to
talking
see
about. Explain it a lot for people
you're
who didn't see
about
that episode.
The split screen, right?
Yes.
So it's this cold open. Me and Abby on the dumper, and we're FaceTiming, and we are like muting it real quick.
It's
for
some good muting until the end
for the poop to meet
right.
the water.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's just like when you're on the phone, you know, like also with LA, it's like all the reps are out here. So it's like when I'm having an afternoon poop, I'm like talking to them like right after they got back from lunch. I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm a multitasking
I get it.
Business person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But FaceTime is a whole new level of it where you're like trying not to be visually clue it in. But, I don't know. That honestly made us wince also. We were like, oof!
Oh, good.
Every
I'm
time
glad.
We were like, oof! But I don't think that means that there should be less, to be honest.
Okay. First of all, Alana and Abby, the TV versions, are way too close. They're closer than any two humans should be, I think. But you have to have a lot of those conversations and make a lot of those decisions about what's funny. It's like there's vomit and there's sweat and there's just crust and there's so much going on your girls' bodies.
Yeah,
I don't know what crust is.
I'm not sure.
Case.
I do.
Crust?
I know what crust is.
But you must have so many hilarious conversations where you decide how you're going to film something or what you're going to show or how gross it's going to be to do.
Yeah, and also I want to say, Kevin, to the point of like the poop, it's like we're not coming at it from a feminist angle. We were like, that is so funny to like mute, you know, to like mute it. Like
the
just, like,
muting was great.
Yeah.
And I laughed every mute.
Good. And
but you
as
missed
long
the
as
last
it,
mute.
No, we both muted, but you missed the mute.
Oh,
you had to hear it.
That's what it was.
Oh, Kevin,
yeah.
It's your bad.
But it's
now
so
it.
Gross.
It's on you.
It
it's
is totally
me.
So gross, and we agree, but like okay. We're like certainly not apologizing for it.
No.
But it's like it's definitely, but then like after the fact, we're like, actually, maybe this is good. Like two dudes would, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like kind of like an afterthought.
I'm not going to be friends with someone who wants to FaceTime me from the toilet. I'm just not.
I'm like, I'm going to be in particular. I love
choose
it.
Choose people specifically who yeah. FaceTime while on the toilet.
I love it.
Okay.
I love like
right.
ridiculous closeness. But yeah, you know, it's fast. TV is this like fast medium, you know, relatively fast, relatively cheap medium. And it's like, but to us, it feels like a vacuum. Like it's not like stand-up or improv where you're performing and you're hearing laughs. It's like you're in a room, stuck in a room of your own farts for Kevin and for 3 months deciding what is funny, you know?
Yes.
And like also it's like the zeitgeist. I'm like, I don't know. But like it just as long as it makes us laugh, and usually it's like repeated offenders, like something that makes us laugh a bunch. We'll be like, all right, we gotta at least try this and maybe people won't think it's funny, but let's just do it.
Listen, again, I thought it was funny as hell, but I didn't need to see it.
You're done with it. You're
but
done.
I laughed at it.
I hear what you're saying.
But I saw it and enjoyed it, but stop doing it.
Is every year harder to make New Broad City or easier to make New Broad City?
This year was hardest to write and easiest, not easiest, but the funnest to shoot. We were like...
Why, just learning your way around it?
Yeah, the shooting was like so much fun this year. It was like, just, we weren't like... whatever, having like diarrhea all shooting like for 2 months. We were like, no, this is fun. We're good at this. It like was just a less, my body was more relaxed for those 2 months. It was great.
Yeah.
But then the writing was like oof, there was like some tangle in our heads where it was like, we are a show. So Paul and Lucia from Time Traveling Bong, who created Time Traveling Bong with me, and Paul stars in it with me and Lucia directs it, they write on Broad City. And it's, we were just like in the room this year and we were like, there was something, it was like the show's adolescence, where the first season was like, we were like infants and it was just like, everything was so, you know, every pitch, it was like, there was something uninhibited in the writer's room. Second season was like, well, we started it right after we finished season one, so we didn't even have time to process it.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have all the pressure of its success in your head either.
Right. And it was like, we got this second season. Oh my God, let's do this. And it was like, there was something about like, it was like in its like big kid phase, you know, the big kids Wendy's meal. That was like the phase that we were at. Okay. We were like big kids Wendy's meal. Of
sure, we've all been at that phase, sure. Right?
Yes, good. Yeah, right. We're all the same age. And then the third season was like something. It was just like something like angsty teenage dumb. Mm-hmm. It felt like of the show.
Super emo. You were at a Cure concert, second guessing. Why did I do my makeup like this?
Yes. Yeah. Why did I do my makeup like this? I asked myself. Yeah. We were just like, it was very like, is this funny? I don't know. You know. And then we got through it, and like I love this season so much, and I'm.
It has been great, and I wanted to ask you because you've had so many high-profile guest stars this season, and I wonder if that screws you guys up to have to figure out a way to work them in organically. Nobody's forcing you to say yes when people want to be on your show.
Not at all. And like Hillary, we wrote it such that we didn't have to have her in it, and we wanted it that way. We just thought it was so funny to like bike message into Hillary's office and then be like, let me in, you know, and then also that Alana like needs this money and like doesn't realize that it's volunteer. You know, the Hillary part of it was exciting, but it wasn't hilarious. It wasn't the funniest part of the episode. It could have lived without her, but then to have her, it was like, oh my God. And then like Blake, I guess, is probably the other like the biggest one.
Blake Griffin. Have to talk to you about the Blake Griffin episode because it was great.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, you guys are sports heads. I was just talking about that episode and just asking about what it's like to be interested in sports.
It's fun, Alana. It's super fun.
Oh, it's scary though. They get so injured. But Blake, for example, that was organic too. We found out he watches the show and really likes the show. So we were like, let's write this. And that too, that could have been like another athlete or could have been anybody that it was like, oh, I didn't know who he was. You know, we could have whatever. But like the physical, the thing of him being like too big and me being too small, like that would have had to be
You start laughing at him first.
So that, and then he's Kevin, that's acceptable comedy for you,
of course.
A young lady.
Of course.
So nudity, but pooping.
Say less.
No notes on that episode.
I love that episode. But that's the one where the split screen was happening too.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
Alana, what about.
That's right. We evened it out for you, basically. We were like, we need that older white man demographic, and the only way that we're going to even this episode out is if I strip down with an NBA player.
By the end of that, I sort of wanted Blake Griffin.
Cool.
He's a sexy beast.
He really is.
What about those people, Hillary and Blake, that you mentioned, not being actors? Is it tough for them to get into your rhythm?
Well, Blake is, like, he is a freaking actor. He was hysterical.
He does seem naturally funny.
He was so good. Yeah. I was like, dude, don't break any bones. Just do this as long as you want to do, and then do some comedy. But Hillary, we were saying this the other day, like, thank God Hillary wasn't an amazing actor. You know what I mean? Like, Trump is honestly a game show host. That's how my brother puts it, who's in Broad City and Time Traveling Bong. He's a game show host. Mm-hmm. Hillary is actually a politician and a political historical figure.
Right.
She doesn't need to be a good actor on my Comedy Central show. She just needs to be the boss lady that she is.
Did a lot of good acting at that Benghazi hearing, though. Am I right?
I don't think anyone's saying that.
I'm speaking for the people who are shouting at their radios right now. Allie, what are your Blake Griffin questions for Alana?
Well, we need to take a break.
I'll ask a lot of them off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because we think we know what they involve?
His penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Alana Glazer is here. Broad City, of course, is the best thing on Comedy Central.
Thank
and by
you,
the
sir.
Way, three seasons of Comedy Central, you've made hundreds of dollars from that network, right? I mean, come
you
on.
You best believe I've made hundreds.
You could Uber anywhere you wanted to after this interview with that Comedy Central buddy.
Hilarious. I do Uber a lot, and I'm like, I deserve it. That is hilarious.
When we return, we'll talk about Time Traveling Bong, a very special April 20th, a 420 show coming on Comedy Central for Milana as well, right after this on K-Rock. Delighted to welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, actress Alana Glazer in studio with us right now, of course, from Broad City, and the new Time Traveling Bong. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Another goddamn show about a bong that you use to travel back in time. Alana, what made you think you could put a fresh coat of paint on this old turd?
Well, with Paul W. Downs and Lucia Agnello, we made a couple shorts about this, Time Traveling Bong shorts. One is on the internet and the others are not yet unleashed and may never be because they're like pretty much in the show now. But I don't know. We're just like, we're funny and smart and we can make this really good. I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, it's like, yeah, I guess it's like Hot Tub Time Machine or something, but like what else, you know? And then also like our perspective being like, it's not political, but it is like opinionated. Like I guess we felt like our perspective of history was more honest than you've seen in other time travel.
Well, what I found interesting, and I know it's a comedy and it's very funny, but what I found interesting is how many things happen for reals, particularly if you were not a white man throughout most history of the world. And you guys get to go back with the benefit of the 21st century and comment on how crazy it was that that's how people used to treat each other.
That's like exactly right. That's like what I mean. Like, it's like, is that political? It's like everybody knows that white men are really lucky and the rest of us are not as lucky. And there's like a gradient of luck there. But I haven't seen that reflected in time travel. And then I haven't seen that. I mean, you see it reflected in comedy, but comedic time travel, certainly not. And, you know, Paul and I are white. So it's like, then we go see, you know, these slaves and we see whatever. We see the just different time periods. I guess we felt like you don't see the for real in time travel. You're more like in like Quantum Leap. It's like, ooh, how's he going to get there? You know, in time travel, it's like more about like this person's journey and kind of about the science, I guess. Whereas mm-hmm. this was more about
like actually being in that.
Yeah, the time. Landscape of like actually being there. What would it?
We being in 17th century Salem, Massachusetts, for instance, not a lot of fun.
Not for me, but for Paul. But the characters are Jeff and Sheree. They're like mediocre, just average ass white people from the suburbs of Jersey. And Jeff, played by Paul W. Downs, is he has the best time. They're like so charmed, and it's like just lightly. They're all lightly like horny for him. It's just like a new dude, and he has like nice teeth, and they all want to like do him. And then for me, we didn't specify that if they were Jewish or not, but we like thought they were maybe Jewish and they could tell I was a witch. But even though I am a witch, they also assumed it without knowing that.
Yeah, they could tell right up front that you were a witch.
Right up front, them curls.
I felt like,
you know?
Alana, I felt like this was a big budget movie I was watching in terms of you guys really, I mean, you have dinosaurs, not to give anything away, but you have dinosaurs. You
give
have
it away,
real,
give it away.
Lots of costumes and lots of sets and lots of animals and lots of crazy things that happens. It looks like Comedy Central actually put up a dollar.
Isn't it? I love you ragging on the CC. Thank you so much. I think it is. I am so proud of Time Traveling Bong. It looks amazing. The trailer is like, huh? It's so good. And Paul and Lucia and I come from this same place of like making web shorts with our own money and really wanting it to look good, you know, for years and years. And we were equally as resourceful now, but with more money. We it's this three-part miniseries, but it's essentially...
I was going to ask about that. It's three different nights in a row.
So it was interesting. Like, writing for it, it's not a movie, and it's separated over three nights, but it will, it'll play on 420 after Broad City's finale, 421 after the premiere of Schumer's new season, and then Friday, all three in a row. But
okay,
on the app and on iTunes, it's available on 420, all three. And it plays like a movie, it does, but it's not, we had to also factor in that that three nights thing.
But how did that come about? How did you decide that we're going to split it up into three nights instead of just making a TV movie?
I don't know. I guess with Comedy Central, I don't know. We just like talked about it with them, the best way to do it. And so we essentially, though, made this like 70-minute movie on what would be considered in like film world a micro budget. But we did transfer this like original mentality of web videos and paying, you know, working a day job and like paying out of pocket for your like web videos at night and on the weekends. We transferred that to this bigger scale, and God, it was so fun. I'm so glad that that you felt that way, because
yeah,
when I see the trailer, I'm like,
looks real good.
Dang.
How much does real life Alana smoke weed compared to TV Alana?
I smoke a lot of weed. I smoke and like vape probably daily, but TV Alana doesn't have as much. She like thinks she has all this business, you know, but she really doesn't.
She's really not doing all that much.
Yeah, but I.
So you
I
support the idea of debuting your show on 420. I mean, that's
I love
that's,
it.
That's
and this
great,
show
right?
Also like the idea of being like, what would it actually be like to actually be there? We were like, these stoners are gonna like flip. They're gonna trip. They're gonna bug out. Like that's what we're hoping, that they are just bugging on 420.
I want to talk about something that happens, I think, in the middle episode. If you're just joining us, this is the lovely Alana Glaser here on the Kevin Bean Show, talking about the time traveling bong debuting April 20th on Comedy Central.
Hater.
I want to talk about you going back in time and finding yourself in Gary, Indiana in 1963 and miraculously right in front of the Jacksons.
Oh, my goodness.
And you talk about what it's really like to time travel. You're standing there and you're looking at Michael Jackson, who at this point is what? He's about six or seven, eight, something like that,
so
right?
He's so cute. I wish I had his last name. His name is Isaac, and he's on Blackish. He plays little Anthony Anderson on Blackish.
He's adorable
on
that show.
He is incredible! And he like also like kind of looked like baby Michael, and this kid could sing and
dance
yeah. and act, and he was such a brilliant kid. This kid is going to grow up to be he was incredible. But the idea of seeing Michael Jackson, this was actually an Abbey pitch. Abbey, we had like a bunch of writers rooms in New York and LA, and this was an Abbey Jacobson pitch. Abbey Jacobson of Broad City. But it was like, yep, if I saw baby Michael, I think it's harder than I think to have a black kid and white parents in the early 60s in Gary, Indiana, in
sure.
Indiana. But wouldn't you? I don't
you
know.
Have to kidnap. You have to kidnap him, and
weigh the pros and cons.
That's the clip. That's the clip I have. This is right in the middle of a longer conversation that you and Paul are having about the pros and cons of kidnapping Michael Jackson and then of sending him back to his family when you know the horrible things his dad Joe
Baby
is going to do to him. Listen up.
Pro. The dozens to hundreds of children that Michael molested would be saved.
Allegedly molested.
Alleged? What are you talking about? Google it.
I can't, Cherie. It's 1963. Here's a con. If we bring him back, he might still molest kids. You don't know. Pedophilia might be an inborn thing. The jury's still out on that, right?
I don't know, Jeff. I can't Google it. You just covered that.
Okay.
But the point is, we have the chance to make things right. That sweet little boy out there, he doesn't want to be the Neverland Ranch guy.
I know. He became so weird. His tattooed beard.
The makeup and the vitiligo and the
nose.
The
glasses and the glove and the
wheelchair.
Mask.
The blanket incident. I'm like, what are you doing?
So you can see it's a very difficult decision that they have about what to do with Michael Jackson.
I would have kidnapped him.
Because it's hard. He's so cute. How can you not?
His music, seriously, though, has like fed the world and continues to be some of the best music ever made. I mean, really, it's that's not going to go away. It's like still, I'm still like, I'm glad we did it in the show, but I'm like still like, oh, I wonder what I would do. Would I do that in real life?
I just want to point out that we're all talking about the Jacksons and Michael Jackson and his career and stuff. And Bean said he's so cute. How couldn't you? How could you not kidnap him?
He's so dang cute. It's true. Little kid, like, performing for you, just you, like, private Michael Jackson concerts in your living room?
I would kidnap him.
It makes the white panel van a worthwhile purchase, I think. So.
See, you made it creepy. Okay. We made it cute.
Now time-traveling vlog debuts April 20th on Comedy Central at the, as you mentioned, that same week as the season finale of Broad City. But you guys are coming back next year, right?
Yep. Yep.
There's
yep.
a season four.
We have 4 and 5 picked up. So
four awesome. And five picked
wow.
up.
Yeah, wow. So we'll see you guys for the next year.
Are we going to see, Alana? Are we going to see? Are the girls going to age out of the kind of life that they have? Because it seemed like it's a very specific, you know.
We've been talking about it. I'm excited to get back into writing. They have to, right? They got to. People
they have
age.
To grow up a little bit.
Also, like, I just had my birthday, and I'm like, my 29th birthday, and I'm like, my neck, we're all aging, you know?
There's nothing wrong with your neck.
There's nothing wrong with it. No, right. Nothing wrong with it. But I'm like, we're aging. I'm not 22. But, like, I guess people are down to pretend that we're still 22 mm-hmm. and 25 or whatever.
You
but
can still pull it off. I think as long as you can pull it off.
I think you can pull off 26.
Yeah.
Let's not go back that far.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I think they got to age, and aging is great. It, like, makes it richer. I mean, this year people, like, really responded to the girls having consequences. Like, Alana gets fired. Abby, like, dates this guy, and then or I guess it's out already. So she – I, like, forgot, like, what's out. But she, you know, she was a dick to Trey, and she should have not been a dick to him. And Alana mm-hmm. Lincoln, you know, breaks up with her. I mean, people have been responding most to these changes and consequences. And
our girls are growing up, you guys.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
happening in so, front of our eyes.
That's right.
Well, congratulations on everything. It's always great to have you. Please give our best to Abby when you see her as well.
I will. And, such a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. We enjoyed it.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
Mm-hmm. I think we will.
That happened.
Bring him back.
Okay. How about that whole deal?
Right?
How about that whole deal? Do you
Mr.
think
President?
He knows he's dead?
Do you think he's talking about the statue? I hope he was talking about the statue, but you can never tell.
Why would he be talking about the statue in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
Well, he knows. I don't think he knew he was in Pittsburgh at that moment.
Look, he knew he was in Pennsylvania. That's all right. You could ask, right. All right? Hey, this is exciting, guys. Kevin, your favorite time of year, NHL playoffs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't have the Kings yet, but
Kings
tomorrow night.
Kings are tonight.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, Kings are tonight.
It's tonight, game one.
Ducks are tomorrow night, game one against Nashville. We're going to be talking to the captain of the Anaheim Ducks, Ryan Getzlaff, coming up right after 9 o'clock this morning. That should be a lot of fun. First, though, in for Ralph, here's Allie with the showbiz beat.
All right. Stalkers are crazy. I think just by the name stalker, it kind of means nuts, right?
That's a good take.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you should put labels on them, though. I mean, there's two sides to every story.
Says the guy with the white panel van.
Going to Taylor Swift shows in three different countries? Three different countries.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
All right. John Cusack has filed documents requesting a restraining order against a woman who he says showed up at his house uninvited 3 months in a row. He was never home at the time, but he believes the woman is monitoring his travel through social media and fears that she's going to be waiting for him when he does get home. She's reached out to his family as well, sending a couple creepy emails to his sister-in-law. But here's where the judge said, all right, let me grant you that restraining order. In another email, she threatened to perform black candle spells on him that would make him impotent for life. What is happening?
Speaking of meat,
it's true. But it's just insane.
So did the judge say she can't do that?
Well, yes. I think he specifically said...
And no spells.
No spells. She also has a restraining order now, has to stay 100 yards away from him, have no contact with him, as well as his brother and sister-in-law. But
this is the super ugly side of being famous.
Absolutely.
It really
is. Is people putting a spell on your penis?
Nothing but
that's,
sucks.
Yes, terrifying. Yeah. But the fact that... He thinks she's monitoring through social media. I mean, that you can fix.
Right.
Don't ever say where you are, but then you could do a Google search of someone and there's pictures of him walking down the street in New York. So
right.
There's really no way to protect yourself from wackadoodles.
And a lot of times, the reason celebrities have social media is so they can advertise movie premieres and things like that. That's what they use it for. So
I guess what I'm saying is if you need a place to stay, John...
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, you've been beating around the bush.
And you'll keep it on the down low.
Totally. No one has to know. And no one comes over, so you'll be safe. What? Speaking of penises, I guess, Eddie Murphy's works. He's expecting a baby girl with his girlfriend, Paige Butcher. He broke the news. Yeah. He broke the news yesterday to reporters at TMZ. And if you're keeping track at home, that's his sixth daughter. And ninth child total. So
that works.
Nine kids.
Nine kids.
Right.
A little Ferris Bueller for anyone in the audience besides Chip that's laughing. This is something that's news, great news for me, because I love the show. It's Bravo's first original scripted series, Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce. You guys ever seen it?
I have not.
It's fantastic. It has just been renewed for 3 more seasons.
Wow.
That's a lot, right? You don't hear about that happening. I think Big Bang Theory, that show was renewed for 3 more years, but you rarely hear about this. But it stars Lisa Edelstein. She's a single self-help writer. She attempts to navigate through her 40s with the help of her friends. It's a really, really good show. And Retta from Parks and Rec joined the cast last year.
Oh, I love her so
year.
Much.
And it's just, it's so funny, and it's so well written, and it's so well done. So I'm
I
really
will
happy.
Never watch that show.
You never will, but I'm telling you, it is really, really,
I
really
like
good.
Both of the actresses that you have described, yeah. And with your personal recommendation, yeah. I still will not watch The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
I'm going
to
tell just... you, it's probably not for you. It's okay. probably not for
it's
you.
It's a pretty good bet.
But it is a great show. So Bravo to that Bravo series. I didn't mean to do that. Mm. But yeah, renewed for 3 more years. All of these stars were born today on April the 14th. Actor Peter Capaldi is 58. Brad Garrett, 56. Anthony Michael Hall turns 48. Adrian Brody is 43. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 39. And Abigail Breslin turns 20. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Brian Getzlaf, Anaheim Ducks.
This is Getzlaf. They cross. He has room. Getzlaf with a shot. He scores! Al Stafford leadership, Ryan Getzlaf has tied it.
Make no mistake. Getzlaf is a wonderful offensive and all-around player, but he can also fight.
That's right.
And he took a pretty good left hand right there.
Getzlaf takes it right in the mouth.
Penner gets it back in front. There's Getzlaf. There's the hat trick.
Great play by Getzlaf. Bats the pass out of midair, and he scores again. Oh, 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 oh my. He's putting on a clinic.
Right. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night at Honda Center, the Ducks welcome the Nashville Predators. We are very excited to welcome back to the program the center for the Ducks, the El Capitan, Ryan Getzlaf, joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Ryan, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Thank
doing
you.
Great. Always a pleasure to have you. It is a, it's a long season, isn't it? Man.
It's
you guys have put
is.
In so much work. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess that's the good news is your season is extended. But you put in so much work already, and there's still so much more to do. Is it tough to pace yourself at this point?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the way the year went, you know, the way we started everything, we've come a long way. It seems like 2 seasons almost. So we're excited to finally be here and be where it counts.
I don't understand exactly how you're able to play a whole season. And I think more than any other sport, you step up the play for the playoffs more than any other sport.
There's
and
nothing like playoff hockey.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, it's, I mean, that's, this is kind of what we live for when you're talking about the length of a season, everything. You play all that, all those 82 games just to get to here. So once you're here, the excitement, everything builds so much that it's pretty much adrenaline after that.
You you made reference to the way things started, and your story this season has been very well chronicled. You saw all the worst to first talk on the internet when you won the division. Congratulations on that. Was there one specific thing that turned it around Christmas time, or was it just a gradual kind of getting your feet under you?
Well, it was a combination. I think that we changed a couple things within our game that allowed us to forecheck more, do things that we were used to doing. And at the same time, you know, we brought in a lot of new veteran guys that had to find their way, find out where they fit on the team, those kind of things. And when you do that, it's not always easy. So we were able to do that and get going from there.
You guys play the Predators in the first round. How do you match up against them?
Oh, a good team. I mean, that's anyone in the West that you're going to face is going to be a good hockey team. So we're going to have to go out and do what we do and make sure that we're paying attention to some of their guys that can put the puck in the net.
Don't you think the Stanley Cup champ is coming out of the West regardless?
I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, there's definitely a lot of good teams that can contend and coming out of the West. So hopefully we're one of them.
Do you sort of keep track of other teams in the division? Like, you know, Chicago already lost one. Do you pay attention to that kind of stuff?
Well, we watch it. I think, you know, like you said, playoff hockey is pretty exciting, especially for us. So most of us are watching most of the games and kind of see what goes on around the league and how things are playing out.
Do you have any secrets for growing the beard this time?
I don't. You know what? The secret is I started a little bit early, so she's
is that
ready to
help?
Go. It's ready to go. I'm not shaving it before we start.
Is it still kind of patchy?
Yeah. Well, it's not that great, but we're working
on it.
Well,
it wasn't even great towards the end of the playoffs last year. That's my question. You don't grow hair on your face
real well.
What?
Hey, it's early. Don't be attacking my beard.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Sorry.
I do the best I can.
Right. I feel like you must have some connections in the off season. You could get some sort of
beard implants
or something like that. Right. There must be some sort of surgery to give you better facial hair in case you need it for next season.
Guys, I don't even have hair on my head. You want to have implants on my face? Who wants implants on their face? I get them on my head first.
That's a good point.
Well, how do you see the season go? How do you see the series going? It's 7 games. It's 2 here, 2 there, and then 1-1-1. Do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the format we play, and I think that, you know, you got to worry about trying to take care of our home games, and then we're going to have to go into their building and try and steal one. So hopefully we can take care of home games and go from there. We're going to have game one's going to be exciting.
How difficult is it to steal one there, no matter where there is in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, and that's what you want as a home team, is you want teams to feel like they can't come in and win a game in your building. So that's why we got to take care of ours right off the hop, but make sure we're going into there hopefully up 2 games.
I want to ask you, Ryan, this is Ryan Getzlaff on the phone from the Anaheim Ducks here on the Kevin DeBeach Show on K-Rock, talking about the Friday night game against the Predators at Honda Center. The Ducks have been around for a long time now, and you know, won a cup with them, and you've seen a lot of hockey fans know a lot of stuff and support the team. Have you seen a real difference in the crowd in the last few years compared to previous to that? Do you feel like you're getting more hardcore, more educated, more involved fans than you used to?
For sure. I think that the big part, I think, is the education part of it. I think that fans are becoming way more aware of what's going on from a play-by-play standpoint. You know, there's no more questions. Guys kind of know what's going on, know when to cheer, when not to, those kind of things. And it's been great. It's been awesome to be a part of.
How much of an effort do you make during the playoffs to stay out of the penalty box? And not just you, but the team in general. Do you do a lot less stuff that you know is going to get you put in there, like fighting and everything else?
Well, there's less fighting for sure than normal. You have to be conscious of what's going on in the game, those kind of things, and things that can really swing momentum. So you'll see less of that. The penalty part of it, we got to try and stay out of the box as much as we can. Fortunately enough, in the playoffs, refs tend to let things go a little bit more and let the game play out. So we'll have to be conscious of that and judge it as we go.
I should know this because I'm a hockey fan, but for the playoffs, is it full overtimes?
Oh yeah.
They didn't change that to 3-on-3 the whole thing?
No. You play till there's a winner, 20-minute periods, 5-on-5.
That's the best and it's the worst both. If you lose, it's the worst. If you win, it's the best, and yet still you got to play another, you know, 2 nights later or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations. Good luck.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
It's the best I can do. Ryan, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. All right,
bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:40.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
Well, I'm right. Sorry to say.
How about that whole deal? And we do love Penn State. Do we love Penn State? I mean, in all fairness?
In all fairness, in case you were thinking otherwise.
We love Penn State, but we love Pittsburgh, right?
Does he have a guy in his ear saying, abort, you're nowhere near Penn State. You're 150 miles away, abort.
And the guy talking about is dead, and his legacy's not great.
I don't know if he's talking about Joe Paterno or the statue that had been taken down or whatever. Like, I don't know what he was referencing.
Either way, he's in Pittsburgh.
He's in Pittsburgh and shouldn't be saying any of it.
Look, here's what happens. Donald Trump doesn't have speeches, and he steps up to the microphone, and he looks out, and that's the first time he's given any thought to what he's going to say, and he goes, all right, I'm in Pennsylvania. What do I know about Pennsylvania? Isn't that where Penn State? Yeah, that's where Paterno. Shout out Paterno. I mean, it's just he's paddling as fast as he can.
Wrong.
He's doing a pretty good job for a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't know if he's talking about Joe Paterno and how about that whole thing. Like, does he think Joe Paterno's alive?
I don't know. I
I don't know. But we hope so, right?
How about that whole deal?
How about that whole deal?
Good question, Mr. President. Ali is in for Ralph Garman this week. He's on vacation. He returns Monday. But in the meantime, world of show business rolls on. What's new?
If you are heading down to Coachella, you better not have bought one of those VIP passes off of a third-party site, because you are complicit in something that's illegal and you're going to go to jail.
But Kevin printed and sold
printed
so many
no
of those.
No such thing, Bean. Same. Thank you.
I am saying. Golden Voice has filed a lawsuit against an events company called Particle, its owner Dennis Kozlowski, apparently for deceiving people, saying it was authorized to peddle a package including a VIP guest or artist pass. Coachella says it's the only one who can sell tickets for the festival, and it can't have 30 third-party scalping those tickets because it creates a huge safety risk for performers.
Yeah, you can't just have everybody showing up with fake tickets and trying to get into an area that's only zoned for X number of people. That makes sense.
All willy-nilly.
All willy-nilly, right?
Hang out
all
with
willy-nilly, Ray. Yeah. You don't want to be all willy-nilly.
Good. You can't have that. This is actually a nice story about divorce that you never hear about. You never hear, oh, things went great. We're the best of friends.
Well, no, you hear that, but you think they're lying.
They're lying. They're absolutely lying. But I can't even imagine going through divorce when it's a high-profile couple and both people are famous.
You'll never have to worry about going through a divorce, Allie, for obvious reasons.
I can hear you. Your mic's on. This has to do with Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale, because apparently they have struck a settlement that was just filed in court, and sources connected say that the couple has agreed that Gavin will take a lopsided split of property in favor of Gwen. So he's taking less money, and he's not even taking child support, which he's actually entitled to because there wasn't a prenup, and she makes a lot more money than him.
I feel like the laws that people use for that are for people who have given up their careers. They're not for people like Gavin Rossdale. I feel like he's
They're not for couples who are both able to make a living on that.
Right. So he shouldn't be using that. I think that's honorable.
It
I
is
like
honorable,
that.
For sure. But I think a lot of people would still use it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. But sir, who's not getting a prenup nowadays? Who? What's
Especially since they were both very famous when they got married.
What
they
is
both
wrong
had a lot
with you? And in California.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Allie, I didn't get a prenup.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, but that's documented. He's
an
idiot.
That's true.
I bet Gavin kept the nanny.
Wow.
That's where it's going to go with you, huh?
It's hurtful.
They can get along. You can't.
Right?
That's what's happening.
Why are you interjecting your horrible hatred for hot nannies?
How about that whole deal?
Right?
How about that whole deal?
About that whole deal.
Wrong.
Really? No prenup? I've got to talk to Donna, because we could be living the life right now, me and my best friend Donna. Good stuff. November 2017, you're going to see a new big screen version of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And this time, it's simply going to be titled The Grinch.
How will I recognize it?
Because it'll have The Grinch, and it'll be the story of how he stole Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But a different voice. You may remember that Jim Carrey voiced the titular character in the 2000 version. That earned $55 million its opening weekend, and then in total worldwide, $345 million.
Jim Carrey did more than voice that character. He played that character. Yeah, it was a live-action movie.
Yeah. And that they actually won an Oscar for Best Makeup. But now, Benedict Cumberbatch.
And this one is animated, or is not?
Yeah.
Is.
Sure.
Do you know?
No.
You've been doing this story all day.
I did it twice. I didn't look it up. but the animation studio behind Despicable Me and Minions
so animated.
Said that
okay.
he'll be voicing it.
Okay.
And when you're voicing it...
Then it's not live action.
It's animated.
It's animated, right.
Especially when an animation studio is behind it.
That's our point.
It's what I'm saying.
Right.
So what? What were you asking?
How about that whole deal?
Right?
How about that?
Amen. And good news.
What about the old Joe Paterno thing? Is he coming back?
I believe so.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
What does he mean? You guys, we need to find out.
Well, how can we find out? He would never say that he thought Joe Paterno was alive.
Right.
Even if he did, he would
right.
never
The minute
say
he it. Walked off the stage, his people ran up to him and said, "Hey, Donald, if anybody asks, what you were talking about was the statue that they took down because he was a child molester enabler."
But then your follow-up question would be, why would you say that in Pittsburgh that has nothing to do with Penn State?
Right,
just a lot of follow-ups need to be clarified.
I'm a really smart guy.
What, Bean?
I said, no wonder he's your candidate.
Seriously, but why is he anyone else's candidate? He should be mine and mine alone. I vote for comedy. All the rest of you are idiots.
And
stop
there's never been a guy.
If you find yourself on my side, don't be there.
Okay. There's never been a guy who lives where you live, though, in terms of you identify with this candidate more than any other because of the things that he says and does.
Meaning he can't speak?
Right, exactly.
Correct, yes. Meaning he has no knowledge of current events?
Right, exactly.
Yes.
He doesn't watch the news, Kevin, because he's a kid.
Right, exactly.
Goodness. Hey, if you want to see the original Star Wars trilogy in movie theaters, going to be back in selected Alamo draft houses starting in August. The theaters will also have contests and props from the films. And I...
George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas raped our childhood. George Lucas raped our childhood.
But these are the films that were made before George Lucas raped our childhood, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the good ones.
Yeah. These are the good ones. These are the good ones. And I had mentioned that there was an Alamo Drafthouse that was supposed to be open in downtown L.A.
Right.
And somebody wrote in and said, construction's happening, probably won't be open for this in August. But there is an Alamo Drafthouse opening downtown L.A.
Okay.
Super exciting news, right? Kevin.
Yes, super exciting news.
Your head.
Very exciting.
It's a movie theater. You
yes.
love movies.
I do love movies, yes. That's
you
true.
Want a good
Yes, I want a good movie.
Movie.
No, don't you do that to us. Don't you put that hex on us, Ricky Bobby. You turn that off.
I thought we were
You turn that
wait,
off right now.
Don't but oh that sucks. All
How
these
about
stars
that whole
were,
deal?
Right?
were born on today, April the 14th. Let's just say Brad Garrett, 56. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman. Walking the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Allie. Tomorrow morning is Friday morning. That means we have the movie beat. We also have Kat Corbett live from the Coachella House. I will be out at the Coachella House as well with the King of Mexico doing what we do. And we are going to do Clippers playoff tickets along with the grand prize drawing tomorrow morning as well.
And go, Kings, go.
All new Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow.